Log Talk Radio.
Love will let come over my heart erect nipples. Oh, God. I can't wait to talk to you next. You have no idea what you're doing to me. Speak soon, gorgeous. Bye.
This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win. But the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
All right. What's up, everybody? It's the Dean, man. What's up? What's up? How y'all guys doing out there? Popped some of this stuff in. Shout out to all the guys that's listening out there. Shout out to my dogs. Ladies out there listening, you know who you are. What's up? So let's pop that. Let's put that in. You want to call in? 515-605-9373 is the number. We got a good show. I ask all you guys that are joining the show, unlike all the shows that y'all listen to, we ask you guys to do one thing and one thing only when it comes to understanding, learning, and growing with the game. And we ask you guys to take a moment and get your notebooks out so you can go ahead and take notes. Soak up the notes. Guys, if you have questions, go ahead and ask questions. We got you covered. That's what this show is about. So what we want all of you guys to do that are listening right now is to begin the process to go ahead and begin to plug into who you are. This is not about me. This is all about you, and we are here to chop it up. If you have a question, please put a Q in there. We got you. Okay. Shout out to everybody in there. Shout out to those that are listening. Shout out to those that are going to check this out later on. We're going to have a good show. Let's see here. All right. So let's get into this. If there's a mistake that a lot of guys are doing, not just working on yourself, not just believing in yourself, but the worst thing that's going on with most of you guys is that you're doing it all wrong. I don't even know the disclaimer. Unique, what's the disclaimer? I don't remember. Yeah, you know. Oh, you mean that disclaimer. Oh, okay, hold on, Unique. Hold on, Unique is correcting me on some shit. Gentlemen, what you're about to hear is 100% authentic. There is nothing that no one else is talking about. This is strictly coming from us. So if you hear it anywhere, anytime, you know that this is the source of where it came from. All right. So many of you guys, when it comes to the game, when it comes to how you interact with a woman, so many of you guys right now have already set yourself up to lose. And we're going to talk about why you set yourself up to lose. It doesn't matter how many YouTubers you watch. It doesn't matter how many books you have. It doesn't matter where you go, how many seminars. You are setting yourself up already fail. And you don't even realize what it is you're doing. But hopefully after today's show, you'll learn what it is. And not only, and after that, you'll stop doing what it is that's holding you back from your greatness. You see, most of your lives, you've always felt like, some of you felt like an oddball. Some of you felt like you were just, you couldn't fit in. Some of you felt like, you know what, I don't belong. And what you begin to do is you begin to cultivate a mindset that you have to do everything you can to belong. And gentlemen, I don't mean everything you can, like as far as to belong in everything, okay? To belong. Let me see where you at. How do you handle women online dating? I don't know. I need more of a question. I don't understand what that question is. How do you handle what? You got to be more specific in this thing, Mr. Benjamin. Be more specific in your question. Don't just ask the bait. You got to be more specific. I don't know what you're talking about. For a lot of you guys out there, okay, so many of you guys out here don't realize that deep in your mind, because this is where all the damage is happening below the surface, is that you begin to feel like you've got to seek approval from a woman to feel like you're actually a man, or to feel like you belong, or whatever your thoughts are, whatever it is, you for some reason you look to the woman, okay, to really feel like that this is who I am, okay? And the approval that you're seeking, see, you don't even realize that you're trying to seek approval from the woman, because it's blinding you from the truth that the approval that you're seeking is why you're having all the problems that you're having now with women, because of what it is you're seeking, the type of approval that you're seeking. See, most of you guys out here, the majority of you guys, not only are you trying to seek approval from a woman, but you are doing everything you can, whether it's coming up with a pickup line, whether it's coming up with a gimmick, with a thought, a YouTuber. You want to do everything you can to seek not only the approval of a woman, but you want to do everything you can to get that woman to like you, because you think in your mind that if I can get that woman to like me, that she's going to be interested in me, that she's going to be sexually attracted to me, and she's going to sleep with me. But I have to get her to like me, but I also have to get her, I have to seek her approval, because my validation doesn't come from me because you're surface level. The validation for a lot of you guys come from the approval of the woman, and you, and most of you guys don't even realize that, okay? All right? Mr. Lee, I love the I love the questions that you ask. I love them, man. But I always got to be the tough one on you, my brother. Look, you can't, okay, listen, let me explain something to you. I had a client today, and he was outside, and a woman came up to him, started talking to him. And he didn't know what to do because he thought he knew his bid, and he thought he couldn't, he didn't have to rehearse his bid. And he fumbled it. And all she asked was, how you doing? How's school? And it's someone he wanted to smash. And I'm like, wait a second. Why didn't you give her your number? Why didn't you set up the date? Why didn't you do these things? See, here's the problem, Mr. Lee. The question you're asking is the question and why you're failing, because you don't even, you have not even cultivated or created a bid. See, the problem that you're having, and I want you to understand you're not alone in this, okay? Because I don't want to be hard on you, but I want you to understand that you are like everyone else. You think that you are strong enough to change your mindset from grass-eating lion to man magically overnight because you think there's some magical word or magical phrase that can stop you from being what you are right now. You're not going to get any – look, the best thing that you can do at Vegas is go ahead and pay for some pussy. Go ahead and trick and get some pussy because you're not strong enough. You're not smooth enough. You don't know how to put flavor in a woman's eyes and flavor in a woman's ears. You don't know how to move mountains in her minds. You don't know all that. But yet, you want a one-word answer on how you can be an open-heart surgeon tomorrow. You want a one-word answer on how you can fly a plane tomorrow. And this is why the majority of you guys lose, because you set yourself up for failure at every turn, and you don't even realize the thoughts that you have are why women don't want to fuck with you. And if they fuck with you, they're going to take advantage of you. And if they fuck with you, they're going to run you. And if they fuck with you, they're going to give you crumbs, because guys like you can't see the game for what it is, because you don't have any game. So just go ahead and trick some money off. Go ahead and pay for some ass and enjoy your trip in Vegas, brother. Just do that. Enjoy your trip in Vegas. But as I was saying, let me get to Tony's question. You guys have a question y'all got to ask. I answer all your questions and stuff. Can you elaborate, where do I start creating your scribe? Tony, you don't create your scribe. Your scribe is already there. You just got to use him. But you can't use him right now because you have never used him before. So what you've got to do is, do I have one? Where did I put it? I thought it was right over my shoulder. I don't know what I did with it. Okay, well, get a notebook. Get a notebook. Matter of fact, don't even get a notebook. Get a notebook, a big notebook, and get dividers. In every divider, you put different subjects in there, and whenever you have a thought on that subject, you write that in to your notebook. And that's the beginning of it. See, you got to understand what I'm trying to show you. This is not complicated, and this is not astro. This is not, I'm not trying to teach you calculus. This is kindergarten level shit that I'm showing you, and you just got to get out of your own way to see it for what it is. You have a thought, you write it down. You have an idea of what you want to say to something, you write it down. You have an idea of what you want to do on a date, you write it down. You have an idea of how you want to set your crib up, you write it down. You have an idea of how you want to kiss her, you write it down. All you're doing right now, until you are able to learn the skill where you just tell yourself and file it away in your mind, but you're not at that point. But it's not a difficult thing, sir. It's not really difficult, okay? All right. So, well, here's the thing I'm saying, Front 61. He wants some ass. He wants some ass. So what I'm saying is that I don't want him to go to Vegas. He's not strong enough in the game to pull a woman to bring to his hotel. He's too afraid to even approach women. And he is what I'm talking about for a lot of you guys. He's so busy trying to seek the approval of a woman or trying to get a woman to like him, he's not ready, man. So I hate to tell him to do that, but if you got to go ahead and trick it, I mean, do it, man. I don't know what to do that. I don't know. You're already failing by the stuff that you're saying. Okay, that's all I'm saying. So what I'm saying to you guys that are listening, that the reason why most of you guys are failing today, all right, and this is very important to understand, the reason why you're failing today, because most of you guys trying to seek approval, see, in your eyes, you think the approval of a woman is going to be the one thing that solidifies, it makes you. And in your mind, you think that you're at war, and you want to play like Switzerland. I mean, all my Swiss guys, I'm sorry, you know what I mean, or France, you know what I mean. I'm saying that you want to throw dirt rocks at tanks. You want to play good guy. You want to play nice guy. You want to beat around the bush. You want to walk on eggshells. Because in your mind, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, if she doesn't like me, then I can't – I'm not going to have sex with her. If she doesn't like me – and what you guys tend to do, and you don't even see it, do you notice what happens when she likes you? Do you ever notice what happens when she likes you? Boy, when she likes you, man, she can – man – she loves having conversations with you and just talking to you. And, you know, you're a breath of fresh air because I'm so glad you're not like those assholes that just, you know, tell me what they want. I am so glad I am able to talk to you. Boy, I like hanging out with you. I like talking to you. I like the time that we spend together. You know what? I like you as a brother. You're a friend. You name it. I like you. Why? Because that's all you're going for is likes. That's all you want. You want to be liked so bad because in your mind, her liking you gives you a validation. But see, you don't understand that you getting her to like you is why you're losing out the gate with women. Let me explain what you guys do. And let me explain how women are not stupid. And how women understand exactly what you're doing, even though you're playing it off and you think she's dumb enough where she doesn't see it. When you are trying to get a woman to like you, you become air, sand, and water to whatever her beliefs, thoughts, and whatever she does. You become that thing because in your mind, you think that I've got to agree with her. If she tells me the sky is, pink, I'll agree with it. She's right. There is some peak in there. Or the grass is blue. You're absolutely right. Oh, your religious background. Oh, yeah, I'm whatever you want me to be. Because I want you to accept me because you define me. That's why I need you to approve. I need you to validate me. But in order to get the validation, because I feel like a fish out of water, I've got to get you to like me first. Because if I don't get you to like me, how am I going to get you to sleep with me? So I will be whatever you want me to be. I will follow whatever you think I should be. And most of you guys have no idea that when you look for a woman's approval, validation, or you're trying to get her to like you. Now, understand this. She's not liking the real you. Okay? She's not sexually attracted to you, the real you. She likes the male behind the mask. You know, the thing that you put on and portray a role. Because when you're seeking validation, when you're seeking approval, when you want her to like you, what you don't understand is that you, and again, we can't blame the women because she has no jurisdiction in the fact that you are holding yourself back from your true self. Now, gentlemen, I don't tell you guys to walk up to women and be disrespectful. I don't tell you to walk up to women and say nasty things to them. Men don't do that kind of stuff. I don't tell you to do that stuff. But who are you really? I mean, have you ever taken a moment, gentlemen, and even asked yourself, who am I? Who am I? Think about this. But the validation that you don't realize that you're seeking has been going on all your life. It's just now that you're interested in women, you feel like in order to be a whole, she's got to be interested in me. I gotta get her to like me. She likes her best friend. She likes the nice guy. She even likes the loser because they all have one thing in common. They ain't fucking. She doesn't want to fuck someone she likes. She kind of wants to fuck someone she's attracted to, gentlemen. And I tell you, I don't even want the attraction, but I'm just saying for you guys that you are fighting the wrong battle. Vega, what'd you say, girl? Vega, let's see what you say. You made a statement. This makes me think of people who become obsessed with someone because they don't know. Right. Exactly. And what happens to a lot of you men out there, guys out there, excuse me, is that because of the acceptance, there's something in your mind that needs to be accepted. You feel that you are defined by the woman, by the woman. Does writing down my bid for Instagram is the same thing that has a difference based on a girl's? But okay, my brother, great question, Mr. King. But I don't think you're paying attention to the classes. I know you've been here long enough to understand that whatever a woman writes in her profile has nothing to do with us. Let me see here. Let me find woman profile. Let me just pull up a profile to give you an example of a woman's dating profile. Hold on, let me show you. Let me see, dating profile. Let me just pull one up. I'm going to pull one up and show you motherfuckers that all this is why y'all go wrong, because y'all think this shit is for you. This shit ain't for us. These dating profiles are not for us. That's for the humans out there. I love any movie where they spontaneously break into a song. Can only eat 3 pieces of pizza, and every time I go for 4, I regret it and probably work too much. About you, doesn't give me a hard time about working too much. Is down to wait in line for an amazing bunch of understandings. That's the best part of the burrito is the butt. I don't understand what the fuck she's saying. Let me give you one more. Let me pull up one more that guy. Y'all mean? She was talking about things. I'm trying to find like what they're looking for. But what I'm trying to say. Oh, here you go. Let me read one to you. All right. She's outgoing, inquisitive, independent. I'm a lover of good conversation, good drinks, long walks on the beach. Laughter is a priority. Guys, are you fucking serious? Do you actually think she's talking to us? See, a woman doesn't have to tell us laughter is a priority, because when she gets wet, she's going to laugh. She doesn't have to. See, what you guys don't understand is that they're not talking to us. All this shit I'm about to read to you, my humor is some kind of a mix of nerdy and sarcastic. I work out because punching people is not an acceptable way of dealing with life problems. I enjoy downtime at home with my loving pet. Okay, she talks about that. What am I doing in my life? I'm working for a small pharmacy company. I mean, all this shit has nothing to do with us. But you know what happens to a lot of you guys, because you don't have a no sense of self and you want to be validated by the woman. The thing that you do is it's really amazing that unfortunately you're too busy looking at her profile versus what. Okay. And I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm not trying to be arrogant here, but I always try to teach you guys out here, all you men out here, that you have to have the mindset that I am what you're looking for. Even if you're not what she's looking for, why can't you feel like you are what you're looking for? Why can't you have that thought process, this is what you are? Because, see, This is what's going on. These female profiles are written as if those women have a sense. Well, no. Peep game. These women are allowed to write whatever they think they can write, but that shit is nothing to do with us. The long walks and all that other stuff. What it does for the average guy that's looking to be validated by a woman, it puts extra pressure on him to make him feel like he's got to portray the role. He sees a beautiful woman. He reads the profile. Then he says in his mind, okay, I hate fucking walking, but you know what? I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to Foot Locker. I'm going to buy some shoes, and I'm going to pretend like I take long walks, and I'm going to go on a long walk with her. You see how y'all mess all that up? Listen, I keep telling you guys all the time, women are smart enough to play dumb, and they're smart enough to tell you what they want. They are smart enough to tell you what they want. But do you actually think they're going to give you the secret to getting not only in their mind but between their legs? Do you actually think they're going to give you what they really need? Or are they going to keep you at bay with the wants because you're buying in to what they want? And I'm not saying what they want is a bad thing. What I'm saying is it's none of my business. You're allowed to be what you are, and okay if this is you, but you have nothing to do with me, and I am not going to try press you by being the thing that you want. If you think about these profiles that women write, isn't it they're always telling you what they like, which forces you to do everything that they like? This is what I'm trying to get all you young men to understand about the game. And this is why it's important that we want to do everything we can to make sure that you men out here have the edge for yourself. This is not a competition between you and some other guy. And here's the problem. See, when you're looking for validation, you think the competition are all the other guys. I had a guy. All right, I tell you about that guy. I had a guy. He went on a date with a woman. They got a smoothie. And I said, what'd you do when you got the smoothie? I just got the smoothie. I said, well, then why don't you tell the person about the story about the smoothie and why you like smoothie? He ain't done anything. So what happened eventually was this, okay, is that the woman hugged him, and then I asked him, like, okay, when's the last time you talked to her? He's like, October 31st. I said, wait, what? It's been like 10 days? Why didn't you talk to her? I mean, she hugged you. She showed you she was interested in you. I'm from this place, and she's from let me give an example. She's 45 minutes away from me. And I'm like, wait a second. Wait. But then he said, well, where she lives, I can't afford a hotel where she lives. Wait. You already thinking about fucking this woman in a hotel and you haven't even talked to her in 10 days? I said, what are you thinking? But this is how y'all guys, this is why women are, and I'm not saying they use you, but I can say they use you, but they want to call it a friendship. I guess like what the women were saying last night, they like you just hanging around and orbiting them. They like that kind of stuff. But what I'm saying to you guys is that you are too busy trying to fit in what you think a woman likes. I'm not saying she can't like what she likes, but what she likes is none of my business, because when I meet her, in my mind, I'm the guy. Even if I'm not the guy, I'm the guy. And you can't tell me, you can't tell me any difference until you tell me I'm not the guy. I'm the guy. And even when you tell me I'm not the guy, as I'm floating the fuck off to the next woman, I'm the guy. Because I'm not trying to like, I don't want you to like me. And I don't want a woman to like me. I'm not here to validate a woman. I'm not here to get her to like, you never, ever get a woman. Never go for the like. Never go for the like. Never go for the like. I don't want her to like me. Now, for you, I would love for her to be attracted to you. Let me bring in this call real quick. 646, what's your question? What's up?
What's up, Dan?
How can I help you, man? What's going on, brother?
Just a quick question. I was listening in earlier to your video, and you spoke about how it's difficult to stand on your square.
Yes.
And the reason why I'm asking about that is because of a situation in which, you know, I was reflecting on in the past.
Yes.
And basically the situation was with this woman who I was, you know, with for, I want to say, a few weeks.
Okay.
And, you know, things happen. And she just felt that I wasn't giving her what she needed in terms of taking her out, you know, doing those type of things.
Yes, sir.
And she wanted me to do those things, and I wasn't doing it.
Okay.
Now, is there an approach that I should take differently, or should
for
I
what?
Stand on my
approach
in terms of, because the situation ended because of that, of the fact that I guess stood on my square and didn't do what she wanted me to do. But
so what's the problem? I understand. What's the problem?
I guess there is no problem.
I don't see anything wrong. There's not a problem unless you see it as a problem that you don't love yourself enough and you got to be what she wants you to be. I don't understand the question. What's the question? I don't understand the question, sir.
Yes. Well, I guess you answered the question and understanding the question, but I was just trying to reflect on if there was something I should have done on my end to, I guess, make that situation not end the way it did.
Well, okay, wait. But okay, let's break the situation down. What happened to, I guess, upset her to feel? What made her bring up that she wants you should take her? Okay, you got it. Let's get into this. Let's hit that. Okay. That what happened to stir things? There had to be something that she said that started this. What happened?
So we were hooking up or whatever, and
when you say hooking up, wait, were you fucking or were you just
yes,
hanging
correct.
Out? Okay, so y'all were
no,
smashing,
fucking.
Okay? All right, y'all yes, fucking, yes. Okay, go ahead, okay?
And she invited me over to a friend's house. It was Friday, and ultimately, I guess, her friend was there with her friend's boyfriend.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, we were just drinking, you know, playing games and shit like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Ultimately, she said, she had pulled me to the corner, you know, and she said, how come you never take me out?
Stop right there. Wait. Before we get there, I got to ask you a $1 million question.
Yep.
What is she to you before this happened? Is she just
nothing.
A booty call? What is she
yes.
to you?
It was literally like 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. All right, but wait. Now, before we do this, because I want those that are listening to understand their process where you went wrong. When you don't tell a woman where she stands with you, you're giving her the open range to go ahead and make and conjure up whatever she wants y'all to be. You never told her that, you know what, this is just us fucking. All we're doing is fucking. You never said that to her, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So remember, you didn't say that. So now she's questioning you and saying, why don't you take me out? And what did you say to her at that point?
I said, to be honest, I said, yes, you know, we can go out sometime, but I never did it.
Wait. When did a booty call get girlfriend benefits? When is someone that you just fucking get benefits where you taking her out? Can you explain that to me? When did she get those benefits?
She didn't earn them.
Wait. Okay, but we talking about square. Because, see, you ain't standing on anything right now. Because if all we're doing is fucking, I'm not taking you out anywhere except to the bedroom. We can hang out in the living room. But we're not going out and doing couple things. We're not doing that. But what did you do? See, you went against your own principle because you're trying to justify why, not only justify, you kowtowed and was like, well, we can go out. You see where you messed up?
Correct. I should have just said we're never going out.
We're never going out, but I want to let you know why. Listen, I love what we have. As I told you, I've always you didn't even give it a contract, did you? You didn't even give it a contract. You got it. See, this is what kills the question she's going to have when you give her an offer she cannot refuse. Go out with whoever you want to go out with. Text and talk to whoever you want to talk to. I'm not going to run behind you. I'm not going to question you. I won't even help. I'm not even going to bug you. Unless you want to talk to me, we can talk. But I am giving you the perfect deal. You can go out and do whatever you want to do. Okay? And I will be your dick in the box. When you want me, just come get me, and I got you. No questions asked. And after we're done, if you want me to leave, I leave. If you want me to hang around, I hang around. But whatever you want. But I'm going to give you a contract you can't refuse. You got full freedom of doing whatever you want, and I will never run behind you, be insecure, be jealous, and be like those other guys that, you know, they all feminine and shit, right? Okay, so if I give her that contract early on, right, can she ask me why I don't take her out? Because, listen, nope. the guys, you have your options of who you want to go out with. I'm not stopping you from going out, but here's the thing. I'm not taking you out. My job is, listen, I'm pure pleasure for you, baby. I'm here to fill in the little gaps that maybe your man or maybe the guy you're dating or your dildo cannot fill in. I will fill in those gaps. This is all I do. You use me up like a dildo. Just use me as you please, and I'm going to give you the best deal in the world. You can think about that. Think about me not running behind you. You remember the guys that you with that promised that they're not going to run behind you? And as soon as you start running behind another guy, they get all jealous. You don't have to worry about that. I think you should go out. I say, matter of fact, if you're going out and you want to hold up two dresses and let me pick the one you want to go out with, I have no problem doing that because you know what? I'm a team player. I'm giving you the perfect contract. So she wouldn't say that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, okay, so when she asked you, but you caved in and you said,
that.
I'll take you out. So then what did she say after you told her I would take you out? Then what?
To be honest, she just smiled and she never brought it up again. So I never brought it up.
Yep. Right. So then what happened?
So I ended up smashing that night as well.
Of course.
And then I guess over the course of the next week or so, she was just like, hey, I don't like what's going on.
All right. Wait. There's another problem here. There's another problem. When you get done fucking, what do you do after you get done fucking?
Name the pussy.
Nah, I'm not talking about naming the pussy. What are you doing after you get done fucking?
Shit. I don't know.
All right, let me educate you, brother. And this is a game that motherfuckers don't even tell you about because they don't know about the game of sex. All right, listen. For the regular you guys, y'all call it foreplay. We call it five play. There's five play. There's fucking. And then there's after play, which... the after play is the cherry on top that keeps her around because the average motherfucker either goes to sleep, asks for a sandwich, or gets the fuck up, or doesn't do anything at all. I'm performing a service, okay? I'm performing a service. Five play in the beginning, fucking in the middle. And then after it's all done, oh, man, I'm grabbing the lotion and I'm giving you a full body massage. I'm talking shit in your ear. I'm tickling. I'm doing things. So when you think, like when a woman thinks, you know what, I'm just not happy. And I just don't like what we have. Right? Right? But then all of a sudden... her, you know, like the angel devil pops up on her shoulder, and then, you know, her little devil be like, wait, hold on, girl. Bitch, hold on, girl. I'm not calling you a bitch. I'm saying your thoughts. Bitch, hold on, girl. You know, did Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, Darren, Devontae, Timmy, Scott, did they do the things that he's doing? Look at the contract he's giving you. Look at how he's making you feel. Girl, grab your phone and look at it. When's the last time a motherfucker talked to you like this? How many times have we pressed that button when you're having a bad day? How many times have you pressed that button just to hear his voice to make your day feel better? And you wanna up and leave that? I mean, goddamn it, he just sent you a video that made you blush, girl. And you want, girl, wait. let me get this straight. You want to leave that for an average motherfucking guy who won't even think about that stuff? Girl, you out your goddamn mind. You better rethink this shit. You better rethink this. You're not fucking her right. You're not eating no pussy right. You're not touching her right. You're not talking dirty to her right. Let me ask you, where do y'all fuck?
We definitely did the living room, the bedroom. Those are typically the two places.
Of course, because that's what y'all do. But you know what she's going? You know what that little devil's going to pop in her head? Girl, you remember the alleyway? You remember the elevator? God damn it, the movie said, this motherfucker, you remember he took us on the picnic and we knew it was going to rain? And when the rain started going, he grabbed our hand and we fucked in the rain? You remember that, girl? You remember how he put me in a pretzel on the sink, put my ass up on the sink and ate our pussy out? You remember how he pulled our hair, smacked it? Girl, you remember the train. You remember this place and that place. But you want to be with the average guy that fucks in the bed.
I got the shower lights.
I know you got the shower lights, but it's not just the shower lights. What I'm saying to you, 313, I got you. Say, hold on a second. What I'm saying to you is that you guys out here don't know how to sell your sexuality to a woman. Where when she wants to walk out that door, and guess what? Some of them will walk out that door. And let me, you know the crazy thing, dog? I want them to walk out that door. I keep telling you, I try to get rid of them faster, but it's hard to get rid of them. You want to know why it's hard to get rid of them? Because as soon as they walk out that damn door, that's why I always put the candle in the window, because they got to find their way back home. Because it's going to take 20 motherfuckers to equal a me, and it's still not going to be me. That means you got to find that one guy that makes her laugh. Then you got to make that one guy that makes her blush. That guy over there has got to make her smile. That guy over there has to have that intellectual conversation. That guy's got, she's got to find that sexual guy, then that central guy. She's got to find that romantic guy. She's got to find that kinky guy, that dirty guy, that nasty guy, the freaky guy. She's got to find the guy that's a combination of all those things or a combination of things. She's got to piece together my motherfucking ass, and she still will not have me. Because you know what they all going to have in common? None of those guys are going to talk to her the way I talk to her. None of those guys are going to communicate. You know what all the guys go?
Hey, how you doing? We up to?
And she's like, well, I'm not doing anything. What's going on with you?
Nothing.
What are you up to?
Chilling.
Come on, man. You want to listen? What do I keep telling you? Hey, ladies, cover your ears, ladies. I want y'all ladies to cover your ears. Y'all need to hear this kind of shit. What do I keep telling you? What is the rule of being addicted to a man? What's the rule? The worst thing a woman can do, and she doesn't even realize it, is go cold fucking turkey. That means to cut my ass off. Cutting me off is the equivalent of an alcoholic saying, you know what, as the days, you know what, no more. I'm not going to drink ever again. Or the motherfucker that's doing heroin or smoking crack. You know what, I'm going to put that pipe down. Today I'm going to stop. Or the person on New Year's Day, New Year's making a resolution. All they're going to do is come back because I'm not trying to impress the woman. I have made an impression on a, I keep telling you, if emotions was, if emotions was a cup, I'm already imprinted on the cup. That means that I'm already in here. I'm in here. So she can go as far as her heart desires, but she's always going to come back because I have set the bar in the standard. How many guys you know are going to send voice messages to women? Think about it. How many of you know even think about doing a voice message?
Probably none.
That, of course. So think about that. Just think about that. Matter of fact, why didn't you on Halloween do the Halloween thing? Why didn't you do the Sex-O-Ween? Why? What?
I didn't even get a chance to watch that to get.
I don't understand you guys. I put you in positions so when a woman even thinks about leaving you, she's gonna add it up. Since I've been in this fuck game, I've never had a Sex-O-Ween invite where I go over a guy's house and he walks me through and tells me the story about the ghosts and walks me through the candle wax, the whips, the food on my body, washing me and purifying me, tying me. They don't get that from the average guy. Why do you think I tell you this shit? Because when she wants to go, she's going to think twice and three times. And you know what? When she tries to get it out of another guy, what do you think they're going to say?
Why would I do that?
Or she say, you know what? Maybe she likes to, like, I'm just saying, maybe she's kinky and she likes to wear a costume or some shit like that. And she likes something dirty and sexual, right? Maybe she's, like, nasty that way, right? And she finally tells the guy, yeah. Well, you know, here's my fantasy. I want to dress up like a cheerleader, and I want you to spank me and beat it. And you know what the average guy would be like?
Well, why would you dress up like a cheerleader? You're not a cheerleader. I mean, why do I have to be a coach, and why do I have to put on a hat and a whistle? I mean, that doesn't make sense. And you know what she's going to say? Damn, I miss.
She went, Steven. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you wasn't smashing her. Matter of fact, how were you? Okay, how were you talking to her in a sexy way? What were you saying to her?
Yeah, I mean, I was saying, like, you know, obviously. I can't wait to see that sexy body. I can't wait to, you know, get you in bed and eat that pussy. Things like that.
Okay, but she's gone now, right? But
yeah, it's in the chamber.
Right, it's cool. But what I'm saying is that you were talking about your square. Why didn't you stand up and say, I'm not doing that? I'm not taking you out to eat. I told you from the get-go, you could go out and eat whoever you want to. I'm not feeding you. We're just fucking. We're not in a relationship. And I thought you understood that. And listen, and if you feel and you're not happy, and you're, see, let me tell you the one thing a woman can't swallow, because they're so used to doing it. They're the ones used to saying, well, you know what, Johnny, I'm just not interested in you more, and I want to be friends, or I just don't want to do this anymore. I'm cutting you off. They're so used to cutting you motherfuckers off. When's the last time you told her, you know what, if you don't like that, there's the door. Matter of fact, you know what, this is over, because you know what, I feel that you just, hold on, 313, I got you. I feel that you're just not satisfied. You're just not happy. So let me do you a favor. I'm going to go and end this. You know, she's going to be like, fine, fuck you. I don't need you. Hey, I don't need the drug. I don't need that sip of alcohol. Fuck you. I don't need you in my life. Fuck you, and I'm gone. All right? You want to know what that noise is? What do you think that noise is? What is that noise?
I'm coming back.
No, motherfucker. That's me lighting that candle. And I'm going to light that bitch up and put it right in my window and say, hey, 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 hey. Whenever you're ready to come back. Whenever you want to come back. Hey, 313, I got you, 313. And the cool thing about this is that women, the battle begins. Because maybe her body wants to come back to all that loving, but her mind says no. Or maybe her mind wants to come back to you and her body says, no, girl, we shouldn't be doing this. It's wrong. It's wrong. I don't want to be wrong. We shouldn't. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to see him. I don't want to do anything, but I think about him all the time. I miss him. I wonder what he's doing. Or I'm going to give him a piece of my mind, or I don't know what I should do. Let me call my girlfriend. Should I do it? Girl, don't do it. Call her guy friend. Should I do it? Girl, don't do it, girl. He doesn't care about you. All they're doing is pushing her back to me. And you know what she's going to say? I'm a woman. I'm strong and I'm beautiful. And you know what? I know I can talk to him without catching feelings. I believe in yourself. And she'll look in the mirror. I'm probably like some Cinderella type shit. I guess it's Cinderella. The mirror on the wall, I guess it's Cinderella, right? She'll look at it. You're special. And you know what? We can make this call. And, girl, we're going to do it. We're going to call him right now because I really don't care about this motherfucker. But I'm just kind of curious to see what he does. And she get on the phone with him. And brrr, hey, what's going on, baby? Nothing. You see what I'm saying? They come back. But when they come back, I'm not judging the comeback because they will always come back because they can't find another motherfucker like me or like you when you start to fix yourself the right way. Wait, hold your thoughts. Let me grab, hold on, Carl. You stay right there. Hold on 6 minutes. Let me grab this quick call real quick, and we'll finish up what you say. Hold on a second. 313, I know you called it. What's the question, man? What's up?
The question is, I just wanted to say something, man. Let me, you know, I really don't look too much, man. I just want to say this, man. Hey, you've been given new level of game since I've been in this application game because I can't spend this shit if I don't know how to apply it. So you've been given new levels of game, man. And I'm looking at the numbers down there, and I'm like, damn. You know, and I'm seeing people commit. You know, communicate, even women, like even the women, you know, you hear a new flavor in your ear, you know what I'm saying? And that shit is, marinating whatever you're trying to put down, you know what I'm saying? And helping you aid and assist. Acknowledge that, brother. Acknowledge them. It's nothing wrong with it. That motherfucker ain't going to see you push a like button. You know what I'm saying? But, like, support. Because if I'm picking up game and Steve, he chewed me out multiple times. So let's get that shit out the way. I mean, you know, man sharpen man, steel sharpen steel. As long as you know how to apply it, move forward. But that's what life is all about. And you consistent with it. And I honor you, brother. And that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? And I see everybody down in the chat room and everybody is communicating and everything because guess what? You provided that space for them. You know, so if you are dropping by and eavesdropping and you hear something that you can apply, use your mind like a motherfucking stringer. Catch the shit that you can apply to yourself. Let all the other shit go down unless you're in that situation where you need to apply. You know where to come and get it at. So that's all I wanted to say, man. Long story short, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, supporting a brother, and I appreciate the information that you've been giving.
All right, well, thank you. All right, I appreciate that, man. We'll throw you back in, man. Thank you very much for the call, brother. Thank you. If you have a question, hit me up. We're here, okay, big dog?
Yeah.
I respect to you, man. Respect to you. Let me throw you back in. Sorry for the wait. All right, 646, back to you now. Wait. Now, but listen to what I'm saying about the square. And listen to how important it is that most men are not on their square because most of you guys look for your validation from a woman. And this is where the problem is. You're good if you have your validation from the woman. You're letting the woman define who you are, and you're too busy trying to be liked by the woman. Why? Do you understand what I'm saying? You're too busy trying to fulfill things that you think that you're going to get her to like you, or you're trying to make her happy. That's not your job to make a woman happy. You've got to stop doing that. Because when she told you about the dinner, remember 646? You told her you were going to take her to dinner to make her what?
It was really just to make her shut up. But
no, but she would be what? Happy. I keep telling y'all guys all the time, my job is not to make them happy. You cannot make a woman something she has to make herself. I'm not going to try to make her happy. It's trying to stop her periods. It's never going to fucking happen. Age will do it, but it's never going to happen with you. My job is to make her feel special, not happy. Happiness, listen, I can't tell you how many women will get a gift and they're happy for that moment and they go right back to being a mean person to that guy. never go after happiness. Never try to be her friend. Never try to get likes from her, because you don't understand the rules of the friend zone. The friend zone is a place for guys that they like. Don't you want her to be attracted to you? She's not attracted to what she likes. Or listen, why do you think women like more guys than they're attracted to? Because they can't sleep with every fucking guy. And if he doesn't have and possess certain things, that he's going to fall into the like category. Oh, I like him. He's such a sweet guy. Or they tell you, oh, you're sweet and you're kind and you validate my needs. And wow, you're just such an amazing guy. Man, you don't want to hear that shit. Yeah, guys, that's death. You don't want to hear that. Yes, they're going to listen. You might want to hear, and again, this is like women shit, and I hate talking about this. They'll tell you how cute your eyes are or how cute your smile is, and they'll notice cute things about you. That's the kind of shit you want. But you don't want a woman to tell you, oh, my God, you know what? I just love having these long philosophical conversations with you. You know, I never have those with a real man. The fuck? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I got a follow-up question.
Sure.
Because I was just thinking on what you said.
Sure.
When you take the route of what you just said and saying, hey, look, I'm not trying to, you know, fill that void, but, you know, I can be a dildo, take me out of the closet, whatever you need to. I guess
absolutely.
At what point, right, and then going back to judgment, right, at what point is it okay to say that without a woman feeling like you're placing a judgment
I'm not placing a judgment on her because I'm not trying to get her over my house. I'm not making her feel like a slut or a whore. I'm saying to her that I know you're talking to other guys. You don't have to hide the fact that you're talking to other guys. I know you're fucking beautiful. I know there are guys after you. I'm not a fucking idiot. I know that. I'm saying that I want you to have a balance if we're just fucking. Because I cannot give you the things that you want me to give you. So what I'm giving you the opportunity is you can get those from other people. I'm not mad at you for that, and nor am I judging you for that. Do you see what I'm saying? If she goes out with other guys, I'm not going to call her a slut or a whore and thing, because that's the deal we made. But this is where the deal fucks up at, because it always fucks up. They are the first ones to always break the goddamn contract. We have the perfect contract. She's like, shit, hold on, 267, sign me up. And then what happens? You got to remember, women price shop. Always remember that about a woman. They, like, when you go to the store, you always notice them, like, in the vegetable section, they'll grab, like, a fucking cantaloupe. They'll grab two cantaloupes or something. They'll squeeze it and put. They're always price shopping. Why would I be with that brand X guy when this guy can give me more? But I'm not supposed to have feelings for him. But I'm starting to think about him. I'm starting to miss him. I mean, I've never been treated like this before. I when I think about him, I mean, I can just keep playing. I mean, my God, but see, this is, and it's not a setup, but I position myself where she has access. I'm so cold in this is that I give her access to, let me explain something about women. Women are not going to throw up a white flag and say, you own this. Well, they will eventually, but they don't come out and just say that I'm crazy for you and all that. They won't talk to you that way. But I tell you this much, they have access to me in a way that they don't have with anybody else. I've created this. I didn't make this shit up. It's created by the positions that I place myself in. Because I read between the lines. So she's having a bad day. What do you think I'm gonna do? I'm already got the invite. I'm on the inside. So what do you think I'm gonna do? What do you think I'm gonna do? She's not feeling good about herself. What do you think I'm gonna do, brother? What do you think I'm gonna do to solve that?
I know you're not going to try to fix it.
No, I'm not here to fix it. But I'm here to make a special.
You're probably going to say something to make a smile, blush, laugh.
Exactly. So whenever she's feeling bad or she wants to hear my voice, but she doesn't want me to know that she wants to hear my voice, what is she doing? What is the choice that she's doing? She's tapping the drug of me. I'm not forcing her to do it, but it's feel good. Bad day? Oh, my God. I remember I had a bad day, and I remember he said, let me go play that again. It just, oh, my God. I miss him. But I'm off somewhere doing whatever. But I give her access to me because even when she's with somebody, she still has access to me because he doesn't give her the access. He doesn't give her the access that I give her to me, and she's got access to me all the time. And she can play me all day, every day, and smile and go down memory lane. Hold on a second, 646. Let me grab these two quick calls. Hold on, you stay right there, 646. Let me grab these quick calls. 267, then 630. Hold on a second, 646. 267, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, how you doing, man? It's calling from New Jersey. PA right now. So I got a question for you about what you're talking about tonight. So basically you're talking about how you should kind of basically get your validation from yourself and
yes.
not get it from women, right?
Never. But remember that happened at a young age where you felt like you had to fit into something because you felt left out. But it triggered deeper
right.
when you got around women. But I'm listening to you. Go ahead, sir. I'm listening.
You're right. No, that's exactly right. And so that made me start thinking, and the top tonight's topic reminded me of the idea of poverty. You know, being broke and poor is not the same shit. So it makes me think, like, is it possible that you're like for example me, right? Like, how do you know if you're within that mindset? Like, how do you like realize you're like I'm in it, and how do I know that
you won't?
I'm breaking
okay, you won't.
And,
okay, no. You'll be the last one to know. You're always the last one to know. Is it a new haircut, new clothes, or something different about you? You'll never
okay.
know because you're okay. How do you know you're breathing right now? You see what I'm saying? You're just doing it. You're not. No, I'm serious. You're not thinking about. Not talking about it. Now you're thinking about breathing, but you're just
right,
doing it. You're just on autopilot. You're just doing it. But
okay.
But it's how the women respond to you when they're with you. Whenever you see a woman, by the time you walk away from her, she's smiling and blushing. You can order fucking food at the and this happens all the time. You go to a fast food mm-hmm. place and like at McDonald's, two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame bun. Number one, as I always do, dog. I'm just a big kid. But they're laughing and giggling. So by the time I roll up to the window, they're already giggling
yeah.
and laughing. I'm like, hey, what's going on, ladies? What y'all up to? I'm already in. This is what I'm doing. Or I see her at work, and she's frowning, and you know you see her name tag. I was always taught to speak
yeah.
to her like I know her and make her day because I know that she has access to other women. Right. So
yeah.
it's always going. It
that,
never
yeah.
turns. It never cuts off, but when it happens, you're going to start seeing
right.
the world in a whole different. You can't see it right now, but once it happens,
yeah.
you're going to be like, I see all the moves. I see it. I know what to do. And the fucked up thing is, I say fucked up, but it's like, what do I feel like doing? Do I feel like making her smile on the show? Do I feel
yeah,
like making
yeah.
her laugh? What do I
yeah.
feel like making her do? What feeling do I want to pull out of her? What do you what I'm saying? You have that kind of control. And she doesn't even know that.
Right.
Because remember, she's so used to guys coming from the left and the right, right? Walking on
mm-hmm.
eggshells, beating around
right.
the bush, right? Or backdooring and trying to be her friend. She ain't used
right.
to anything
yeah.
to matter, right? Right. So,
yeah, yeah.
So, but once you get it, it's not that you're a dick or an asshole or anything like that, but you're going to be perceived as one because for the first time in your life, you're able to say no. Well, no, I'm not taking you out to dinner. Or and if you don't like it, there's the door. What, why are you such an asshole? Wait, what are you talking about? If you're not happy, go. I didn't say I wasn't happy. Why are you so quick to get rid of me? It's not that I'm getting rid of you. It's just that I told you I'm drama free. Listen, baby, let me talk to you. I don't like wasting my time. You know, from the first moment I met you, I told you I wanted to get to know you in an intimate way. I told you I want to do this and I want to do that. And you know what? I feel like you're playing games with me. See, when you know you got it, as soon as you ask a woman that you want to do something, hey, baby, you know I got a great idea. Let's go. Hey, wait, let me show y'all guys. Hey, baby, I got a great idea. You know what I want to do? You know what? Why don't we do this before we get a chance? I know it's getting cold out there. Why don't we go ahead and get some cocoa on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth? Why don't we go get a little bit of cocoa and sit back and chill, relax, and enjoy ourselves, right? You know what I mean? You say all that stuff, right? And then she'll turn around, and because she's so used to doing this to the suckers, I don't know. I'll think about it. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'll get back to you.
Man, headlights.
When she says that, you're going, hey, you know what? It was nice knowing you. I'm going to let you go. Why would you let me? What did I do? Baby, it's okay. It's cool. Look, baby, from the first moment I told you, your character is everything to me. Yes, you're sexy. Yes, I'm sexually attracted to you, but I need a woman that knows what she wants. And apparently you don't know what you want, so it's cool. No, I didn't mean it like that. See, that's when you know
you got
it. When you can just let them go. Like, when you walk up to, like, let me tell you when you got it. This is when you got it. I know where you got it. This is when you got it. When you see her and you start to bet yourself on how many moves it's going to take you to get her, that's when you know you got it. Even when you see her, when you see her and you tell yourself, because you know the first thing you tell yourself when you see a woman, like, damn, look at that ass. Look at those titties. Man, I hit that. Look at them lips.
Right.
You know, we say it to yourself. But when you got it, after you say that, that voice is going to come back and say, motherfucker, how fast you think you can get that one? How many moves does it take? Huh?
So, oh, shit. That, if anything, so... So let me see. You know you got it when you see them and you feel kind of like, oh, I kind of like a stripper sees a dude, like, oh, I got this dude.
Because let me tell you the unfair advantage. The unfair advantage is I know things that you don't know that I know. Because you think, see, this is why I did it a long time ago. I drew a U shape. You know, if you take a circle and put a U shape around it, Okay. This is the average woman. And what I mean is they're always protecting their sides and their back because that's how guys are coming at them. They don't protect the walls in the front because the average guy is not going to be real with them. So there's no protection right there. So once I'm in, I'm in. It's already fucking unfair because I know she's never had anybody be clear, concise, and transparent. What's up, girl? What's up, man? What's up?
So that actually, you're talking about what I was about to ask, the follow-up. I noticed that at least like 2 years ago, right, I was kind of down on myself. There'd be somebody along who, you know, be like, hey, yo, what's up? You know what I mean? And you make me feel good. The problem with that is like you're kind of like at that person's mercy. Nowadays, you know, if I see somebody – and I would not be able to just like make them laugh a little bit. You kind of have like an edge. And so I started to notice that being in that person is kind of like unfair.
No, 267. It's not an edge. No, it's not an edge. It's a Grand Canyon. It's not a fucking edge. No. Let me tell you why I got the edge. Let me tell you why it's it's not even fair. Let me tell you why it's not even fair.
Okay.
Because of what I created on the back end already. I already know my bid. Listen, not just my bid. I know how to make her smile, laugh, blush, think, and react. I know how to text her. How am I going to attack? Land, sea, air, space. Text message, voice message, video going live. I know how to position myself. When I was out there to have the wine above my bed, the cutter lights and the easel, I've got all my things all set up in place. Everything set in motion.
Yeah.
I've got nude photos, not the photos, but the nude art on my wall. If she comes up, I have everything set. I've got, if it's around October, what do I have? I have the Halloween game already set, the Sexoween set. If it's if it's Valentine's Day, I got that shit set. If it's Easter, I got that shit set. What I'm saying is that she's never met a motherfucker like me. And it's not even fair because she, okay, I want you to think about a woman. If a guy slips up and gives a woman an orgasm, in her mind, she thinks that's the best sex she's ever had, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But what happens, what do you think when I connect, what do you think is going to be like the moment I give her the shower game of turning out the lights, turn on the radio, and when you wash your body, let that be my lips and my tongue, and I want you to guide your towel like you would if I was there. I mean, who talks that way? Who talks that way? And on top, I can double down on that. How do I want to send it? Through a text message, voice message, or goddamn video? That's a double right there.
Man, see your hair,
Who does that? Not on top of that, how many women are in relationships right now with a guy or been with guys that, you know what, the next day they're with a guy and they just go to, they just like, well, is he wondering what happened? Why isn't he talking to me? What do you think she wakes up to? What's up, sexy? I just wanted to, I just wanted to let you know I'm thinking about you. You go out of, you have a very nice day and you have an opportunity to give me a call when you can. Okay. I was just letting you know. Come on, man. Who reads
Probably
between
not
the
many.
Lines? Right. But I can read between the lines. You don't have to tell me shit. She'll never have to say I'm alone. Yeah. She'll never say that you don't pay attention. She'll never say that you don't hold me enough. You don't whisper things in my ear. You don't make me feel sexy. You don't make me want. You don't even make me want to do sexual things. What I'm saying is, this is before I even meet her. Who do you think has the advantage? You know the worst part about it? She thinks I'm the average guy. Which means, guess what? Block left, block right, block back, wide open up front. Wide open. Right. She's under the impression that, you know what? He's like everybody else. He's not real, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? He ain't real. I always like to show my guys my favorite one. But this is when you know it's real. I'm just showing the guys live that's watching the show. See, you don't remember the game is this important, young man. It's not what I am when we're together. It's how she feels about me when I'm not around, where they say, you know what? I've been thinking about you all day. I can't get you on my mind. What have you done to me? Remember, I didn't do anything. I'm not trying to manipulate you. This is what you get. Listen. But here's the next question. Let me throw another one. And I got you, 6-3-0. Hold on a second. Let me throw another one at you, 267. What me do I bring out? Do I want to bring out the romantic, the sensual, the sexual, the nasty, the kinky, the dirty, the freaky, the romantic, the smooth? What? It's not even fair. What do I want to do? No, wait. Let me do it. 2-3-4-5-6-7-8, or my mama told me to pick this one, and you are it. And I'll throw that in, and I'll hit it with that one. Because every me, no, I'm serious.
That's funny.
Every me invokes a different smile. The freaky smile is different than the romantic smile, which is different from the there are different. Listen, and she's never even. All right, you do understand women are emotional, right? They're emotional, right? I know everything I'm going to do. I'm never going to judge her. Matter of fact, I keep telling you, I'm not even trying to fuck. I keep telling you guys, I'm not trying to fuck.
Right.
I am not that. Hey, look, that throws them off right there. Wait a second. I'm not trying to fuck you. Because what she doesn't understand is I'm already unbuttoning her clothes right here. Everything I'm doing it's getting to the point where she's making decision to invite me in. I'm not begging or forcing my way in. I'm saying that
I'm positioning. Steve,
yes.
Right. So, but in this journey to get to that point, we have those skills. Just to bring it back, like, I agree with everything you're saying, mm-hmm. but, like, I'll be the last one to notice, like, about that,
well,
about myself,
yeah,
like, that I'm breaking that mind state.
Right, but you got to be the first one to create it, though.
Yeah, I agree. Like,
right.
like real quick, like, even when I had, like, quote-unquote, like, bad days, I don't know, I kind of, like, created, like, a cookie jar in my mind. It was just, like, I go back and I relive, like, successes just to keep going, because I mean this is kind of like something new, but
well,
I guess what I'm trying
well,
to say is like trying
see,
to like
nobody out, here, nobody out here has ever told you about your scribe. There's not one fucking YouTuber in this thing that's never told you about your scribe, never told you about your government, never told you about your marketing team, never told you about your culinary school, never told you about your studio,
yeah.
your film room. Nobody tells you about that, because I'm on a deep level where, listen, all I'm using is me. That's that all
yeah.
I'm looking to is me. And that's why I'm not getting that's why I'm not looking for the validation. I'm not looking for her to validate me. I'm too busy validating my motherfucking self. I'm too busy marketing. I'm too busy
yeah.
in my mind sitting in at a table with a bunch of me's at that table saying, Steve,
right.
how the fuck are we gonna market you today? How are we gonna promote you today? What do we want to hey look, hey listen, hey Steve. You know she had a bad day today, right? You know she's not really feeling good. So what do we want to do? Do we want to tell her about taking a nice bath? Do we want to go over there and just rub her feet? Hey, do we want to just, hey, tell her to get some Panera. You know, don't try to fix it, but just say, you know what? Maybe you need to get some Panera bread, get some. What do I want to, do you understand what I'm saying, brother? What do I want to do? That see, that's when you know you got it. Because at no time did I say, oh, my God, she's so pretty, and oh, my God, what am I going to do, and oh, my God, what if she says no to me, and what if she rejects me, and what if?
Yeah.
Well, what if the fucking sky fell? What if a fucking
what if the fucking sky fell? That's right.
Right. What if a leaf fell
right.
from a tree? What the fuck if? So what? See, the thing is, and this is another part of knowing when you get it, is when you don't give a flying fuck about the result, because you'll realize the result will not define who you are. Listen, I think in my fucked up ass world that I'm good for every woman out there. I'm the perfect guy for every woman out there. And you know what?
Right.
And they got the right to tell me you're not. They got the right to say no. They got the right to say have a boyfriend. But wait a second. This is a Willy Wonka golden ticket, baby girl, that you don't understand. If you cash this motherfucker in, you get to ride my roller coaster. You get to ride my sweeties. Hell, you get to have my funnel cake and my goddamn cotton candy. You don't know what you're missing out on. Do you really think it's my loss knowing that you're going to be with an average guy doing average shit? But with me, girl, hey, girl, I'm going to elevate you sexually and educate you on a mental level that you're going to be so hooked on me. Because remember, I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. Fuck, I don't even want her to love me. I don't even want any of that shit. I want the addiction and the fucking habit. I want the fit. I want to be the fit fucking all. I want to be the top joy. She's got to have me or her day is not right. She's got to think about me or something's wrong. And the more she, hey, look, dog, I'm quicksand. What's the rule of quicksand? This is what my mentor taught me. Shout out to Sir Ism. What's the rule of quicksand? The rule of quicksand is the more
you fight
and the more you fight, the more you try to escape, what happens? You sink.
The quicker you sink.
The quicker you sink. And what do you think they're always doing? They sink deeper on a higher level. But see, that's when you know you got it. Right? That's when you know you got it. You don't have it when you think, well, she said yes to me. Fuck no. So what? Hey, listen.
Yeah, I learned that one already. The word yes is bullshit.
Right.
I get
Yeah, but what do I? Well, hold on, 6-3. I got you. What do I care if she says yes? She's supposed
to say yes.
Yeah. Right. But wait. Am I going to say, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful? Why? Wait. I talk to beautiful fucking women. So why would I tell her something I talk to all the fucking time? And if she says no, listen, if she says no or reject me, cool. Hey, candle in the window. Listen, when you want to smile, when you want to blush,
yeah.
Look, here's my number. Call me. Look, no rush. Take your time. Cause hey, when you fuck around and cash that in,
yeah.
See, what do you think the average guy does for the first conversation? Hey, what's up?
Hello.
What are you up to? Hey, what you doing? What's going on? I'm thinking about all that cake ass shit the motherfuckers say. I don't fucking say that shit. What is the song? Me, my, I. So I'm going to tell her the fucking story of how I met her. This is what I was doing. I ran out of fucking Fruity Pebbles. Just give me an example. I'm lactose intolerant. Can't do Fruity Pebbles.
Right.
But I was going to get some Fruity Pebbles. You better thank Procter, not Procter Gamble, but General Mills or whatever the fuck. You better thank him because I was going to get some fucking Fruity Pebbles, man. On my way to the store, minding my own goddamn business, and I saw you. And it's at that point I had to make a decision. Do I go get my Fruity Pebbles? Are you ready for this shit? Or give or have you lose out on the opportunity of a man? Have you lose out on the opportunity? So you know what? I'm going to give you that opportunity. I'm going to bite your neck and take you up the tree. That's why we're here right now. That's it. And you know what? When we go out to Lake, spread your ass cheeks to feed the ducks, and you want a drink, and there's a motherfucker walking with a little cart that has drink. You think what you think I'm going to tell?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Well, I'm going to use somebody in the goddamn thing. I'm going to use Alex. Hey, what's up, Alex? What's going on, man? Alex, hey, I want you to meet. Let me see one of these women here. Hey, Alex, I want you to meet. Wait, let me see. Let me get a woman name in this motherfucker that's in this bitch. Hold on a second. Alex. Wait. Hold on. Let me see here. I can't find. I'm going to just say a woman. All right. Hey, Alex, I want you to meet Gladys. Hey, Alex, you check. Man. I wouldn't be here drinking this water if I wasn't wanting some Fruity Pebbles. You know, dog, I was over here minding my own business. And look at that. Alex, you think I'm going to let that walk by? And what you think Alex going to be like, no, sir. Or wouldn't I? Wow, no, sir. You won't let her. You goddamn right, Alex. I'm going to give you some dap and everything. I was like, yeah, dog, that's why I'm here. So, Alex, this is the plan of attack, Alex. We're going to sit here and feed them ducks. And she's going to drink that goddamn water. And eventually, I'm going to make a move, and I'm going to get the kiss, Alex. But I just want to say thank you very much for the water. You don't think I'm going to say that shit in front of her? You goddamn right I'm going to say that shit in front of her. You want to know why? Because the average guy won't say that shit. I'm telling her what's going to happen. And she knows what's going to happen because we're already connected, because we're having a great time. And you know when you else you got it? You'll never interview her. You'll never ask her what she does for a living. You'll never ask her what college she goes to. You never ask her what she's looking for. And I'm just guessing all the shit.
Yeah.
Never ask her that.
It'll feel like you already know her.
She's going to feel, no, fuck that. She's going to feel like she knows me. See, you got it wrong. It's not me feel like I know her. She's going to feel like she knows me. What the fuck you mean, know her? What I know is that, guess what? It's already over. And guess what? Hey, Peep Gang. I'm not even rushing the fucking. Even though I know I can. You ever watch those Discovery shows where the lion like captures a little elk and then lets it go just for fucking shits and giggles because he know he can get it again?
I've seen that.
That's when you know you got it. When you can do. When you know you have it, you're gonna become bored with women. You're gonna be like, God damn it, man. What fuck, man. I'm sitting here in bed with this woman, man. I'm getting bored. I'm just bored. When you know you got it, and a woman asks you like a flaw or what's one of the worst things. One of my biggest problems is I get bored with women. I'm serious. I get bored. I literally get bored. It gets exciting, but it's
goddamn.
Yeah, that's my problem. But I'm just saying that's when you know you have it because a woman will never define what you do. But you are pure, the ultimate pleasure for a woman because you're going to be able to do the one thing that every guy before you during you and after you on you. And that is touch her without touching her.
Yeah.
Once I'm inside, I'm creating a library of access to me. She can listen any audio depending on what she feels, and it's coming from me. Any video she feels, that's coming from me. Do you actually think she'll be able to eat a salad again? Because you know what? You remember that time she ate that salad and she was on the phone with her mom and I was eating her pussy out and made her come? Oh, man, she won't be able to ever eat. She'll never eat a salad again. She'll never be able to do that shit again.
That's
the last of the Hey, what do you think she's going to do on Easter? She going to dread Easter. Easter comes around, she's driving and looking at all the kids. Easter egg hunting, and then all of a sudden they go into that like that go back to the past where you know what she came home and I gave her Easter basket and I told her to go Easter egg hunting and I'm the only motherfucker in the world that she's ever met when she went Easter egg hunting and she opened up all that nasty shit we're gonna do to each other and underneath the basket were the handcuffs, the blindfold and the ropes and everything. What do you think she's gonna think in Easter? Matter of fact, what is she going to think when she goes to that restaurant? Now, this is when she earns it, guys. I'm not saying you do this for free. But what do you think when she goes to the restaurant with the guy, right, okay? And maybe it's her birthday, okay? Now, what I'm saying for you guys, now, when women cut for you, I'm saying when they buying you stuff, they buying you shoes, jewelry, watches, and all that stuff, that's because women will do that shit for you guys. What is she going to do when she realizes that only time on her birthday – or that special occasion where we're sitting down at the dinner table around everybody. I love doing this on Valentine's Day the most, where you got game right here. This is where it fucks up on Valentine's Day. Because all day Valentine's Day, she ain't getting shit from me, right? She think, why is he just doesn't care? I didn't get anything. Right? She just feels so up. But see, a motherfucking-ass game, I'm not doing what the average motherfucker does. Everybody gets women shit early on Valentine's Day, right? You know the motherfucker I am? I'm the motherfucker that's going to take her to dinner. All right, I'm going to take her to dinner, right? Uh-huh. And I want to make sure she's not around her friends, but she's around the whole – because you know every restaurant is packed. Packed, right?
Right.
Here's my opportunity to be the baddest motherfucker in the room. Because as soon as we order dessert, what do you think is going to happen when the waiter walks out with the balloons? First reaction is going to be with all the women. They're going to be like, what's going what's that? And then all the guys will be like, damn, what the fuck is that? And she's going to be like, oh, my God, who's getting those? Oh, my God, the balloons are for me. And then 5 minutes later, a teddy bear comes in. 5 minutes later, the chocolates come in. And 5 minutes later, the roses roll in that motherfucker. I grab the roses, put it down on her lap, give her a kiss on the cheek, and guess what? Hey. You don't think I'm giving the waiter my business card numbers? Because there are going to be women that's going to ask that motherfucker waiter, who was that guy? And guess what the waiter going to be doing? Here's his number. Go ahead and call him. I'm knocking out two birds with one stone. Not only have I set the tone, every guy that's watching me going to be like, God damn it, that's a cold motherfucker. Every woman in that room be like, oh, my God, that's so romantic.
Yeah.
Tears. Hey. The pussy was already mine, but think about how I fucked her head up. So that means from that point, every Valentine's Day after me, why do you think I'm going to call on the 15th? Why do you think I'm going to call after Easter? Why do you think I get to call November 1st at Halloween? Because of what I do on a sexual, intimate level with her ass that the average motherfucker won't do. But guess what?
Yeah,
I got all this shit here in my mind. This is what I know before I even meet her. So what do I really lose if she says no? Who's the loser? Who really loses if she says no?
That's right.
He loses. Hold on. Let me show you one more thing. Oh my God. I got you 6-3. Hold on a second. Not only did she lose on that, let me show you some more game right here. Not only did she lose on that. All right, but now she lose on that, but pee this shit out. All my motherfucking dogs out here, all my chat room dogs, where the fuck is it at? Pee this out. I'm also the motherfucking guy that is so creative that when she comes over to my house after she looks at the artwork, the music, and all that shit, and we and I'm making that motherfucker, I'm the only motherfucker that can take a thing of grand cinnamon rolls and create a masterpiece, a bowl that a cinnamon bowl, Pete Gaines, that has a crumbled. What's that? Fucking, what's that pictures from? Goddamn thing. It's a crumble. What's the goddamn Milano cookies? A Milano raspberry chocolate cookie crumble on the bottom. You've got, you've got two scoops of cookie ice cream, cookie sticks with a drizzle of caramel sea salt. Then you have the little cinnamon bites that have strawberries in the chocolate, vanilla chocolate, and the chocolate. Then I made a strawberry shortcake cinnamon slice. Don't create, dude. Who the fuck? That,
dude,
what I'm saying, brother, I'm saying these are the weapons I have before I even meet her. Who loses? Why do you think I got confidence in Eric? That's what I'm saying. You see, when you build it, keyword you, when you build it,
right?
That's where the fucking confidence comes from, because she's never met, she doesn't know what the fuck she's about to run into. She has no idea.
And that's the key word, build it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get you guys to do. When you build it, okay?
Yeah.
When you build it. But, wow, come on. What about, like I was telling the other caller, what about the five play, the sex, and then the after play? Dog, I will be happy to go grab a little bit of lotion, put that shit in the bowl, pop that motherfucker for 10 seconds. I want to burn the motherfucking woman. Pop it for 10 seconds and give her a full body massage, baby. I will do. Man, it's over. When's the last time you told her, you know what, I'm hungry, but I want you to just take all your clothes off, and I want to eat off your body like you're my plate? I mean, who thinks of that shit?
I keep my plate.
Right,
God damn.
Peep game. I know this before I even talk to her. Hey, before I put my bid in, do you really think, what do I have to lose? What do I, how do I lose? Wait. Because she says no?
I
never lose. Because I'm always creating me. I'm always creating an atmosphere that I'm always up in the ante. I'm going to do the shit that the average guy doesn't do. But if she says no, which is her right, if she rejects me, that's her right. If she has a boyfriend, all that stuff is her right. But is it really my life? Wait, what does she go home to?
Is it okay? If we have intercourse on Tuesday, can
Ew.
I put
for 3 minutes? And she's like, this is all I get. Do I lose? Do I?
Yeah, no, I guess not. Yeah. Yo,
man.
Steve, man, I don't know how else to say, man. I appreciate this shit. I need to get on my ABCs and 1, 2, 3. It's like, I need to get that shit on lock. But
this, you can have it. Every one of you listen to me, you can live this life. It's not just exclusive for me. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When you build what I'm showing you, you, how the fuck, where is the loss? There is no, you are so motherfucking cold that you will be able to say no and walk away. I don't need you. I don't need you. You need me. Because I'm the only source that can give you emotional, mental, and sexual stimulation without even laying hands on you, girl. Come on. Do I really lose? Come
on. You see me. You see me. Huh.
Yes.
I like
that. Yes.
I like
so when
that.
I'm, but again, and you can't, but see, you know what, real quick, I got you 6 of you. Hold on 1 second, big dog. You know the last thing is this.
What?
When she comes back. Because they always will come back. I'm not going to even judge you. I'm going to act like nothing ever happened. No, hey, when she comes back, because, listen, let me tell you how they're going to come back. Let me tell you when you know you got it. You know, this is how women do it, okay? Because women are real smart. Women just don't say, well, you know what, I was wrong. And they, some of them will do that.
Hell,
let me tell you.
Yeah, hell no, they don't do that shit.
Let me tell you how they do that shit. The way they do it is really smooth. They will either do, oh, my God, I missed a phone call. Was it from you? They'll go on your Facebook and they'll like a message or something. They will like an Instagram photo that you're saying. They will send you a heart. They will send you emoji eyes. They will send you a sad face. They will send you, I'm thinking about. They, brother. And when they do it, look. I know you're coming. Hey, come on. Hey, we're going to keep moving and I'm not going to judge you. Remember, I'm never judging you for what you do. As long as you don't do anything disrespectful. Does that make any sense?
Right.
When I ask how you know you have it, I gave you a plethora of things that when you know you have it. So when you start collecting them motherfuckers, you will be an asshole. It's not even fair. It's like when they catch feelings and shit, you know what I mean? It's like, look, you don't want to be with a guy like me. Look, how many motherfuckers do you know will tell a woman, look, I ain't shit. He don't want to be. You don't want to be with a guy like me. I am not that guy. You don't want me. You really don't want me. No, but I care about that. Listen, I ain't shit.
Oh,
I'm telling you right now, I ain't shit. I'm giving her the Camp Crystal Lake. I'm letting her know there's a fucking killer in it. I'm not a crazy mom. I'm just saying. I'm just letting her know that you don't want to be with a guy like me. You want a nice guy. You want a good guy. You don't want me because you're going to be. Oh, I'm serious,
no,
man.
I know. I'm laughing because that just happened. This chick, I stopped talking and she said, but I care. That she says that all the fucking time. And I'm like, I keep ignoring her. But she always does that shit.
Oh, dog, man. Dog, you don't – dog, you want to – let me see. I got a list of things. Hold on. Let me see here. Hold on. I have a list of things that I wrote. I wrote down that I have, dog. Please – I want you to peep game. Hold on. Let me find that shit. Hold on. Let me see. All right. Here. I got you, dog. Stay tight, dog. I got you. Let me tell this young man this last thing. Hold on. Let me find that. Because I wrote it.
Oh,
all
my God.
There's so much on this one. You really want to know when you have it? I'm going to tell you guys. What I told you is when you got it. But I'm going to show you when you really have it. When you really, this is when you know you have it. Because this.
What, they send you a picture?
Nah, dog. They don't. The brother, fuck a picture. Fuck a picture. When you know you got it is when you hang up on her, close the door, and they call you back. You have it when you're sleeping and you notice like you got that feel like someone's watching you shit and you kind of wake up and you like wipe your eyes, you look and all she's doing with a tear rolling down, she's just looking at you. She's just staring at you. That's when you know you got it. When you know you got it, when you're in public, she's going to start grabbing your hand, grabbing your ass, grabbing your crotch. She's going to show you all kind of public displays of affection because she wants everybody to know this is my man, even though you ain't her man and shit like that, right? She will always tell her about you. She will always keep in contact. Let me tell you the contact. Oh, it's great. Hey, you don't have to do nothing. They will give you their itinerary. Now, listen. Not only will she give you her itinerary of what she's doing by the minute, she will take a fucking photo to prove it. And I don't ask for this shit.
Oh, shit. That's right.
I'm going to the gym, and I'll be at the gym from 11 to 8. And look, just to show, look, I'm showing you I'm at the gym. Baby, you don't have to do that. No, because I don't ever want you to think I'm seeing anybody because I'm on my period. I just really, all that shit, right? You got that shit, okay? I'm telling you. Whenever she's near you, she will rub your face. She'll look. She'll rub your eyes. She'll just look and stare at you. She'll rub your hand. Hey. And when she's coming over, guess what she's gonna do? Hey, do you have any beer? Can I go pick up some beer for you? Can I get your cigarette
pick
for
up
you?
Some beer.
Can I get you something to eat?
Yeah.
I know a lot of guys don't believe that shit, but those are the benefits that you get, man. Yeah.
this other girl, what she was doing with this one, I'll end it real quick. She was telling me shit like, oh, I'm going to Target right now. I'm heading over to whatever. Like, she would give me the play-by-play of what her date is, like, telling me where she is. And I never asked for that shit.
Right. But what's even great is when they really get sexually connected with you, man, wake up with titty pictures, pussy pictures, masturbation. You know, I made this especially for you. It's just not fair. It's now you, but when you know all this stuff, right. How is her saying no, you're lost? How do you lose? How does one even lose when I get, there's no loss in this thing, man.
I haven't gotten masturbation videos, but I've gotten good morning videos, like good morning kiss videos, but that's
Well, last thing I'm going to take is I grab 630. How many motherfuckers do you know? Okay, we can agree women masturbate, right? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
When's the last time a woman got an audio? Oh, they would get one from a motherfucker like me. So when they masturbate, they masturbating to me. They taking
your voice,
to my voice and the stories that I'm telling her while I'm in her ear and she's rubbing that motherfucking pussy and I'm telling her everything I want her to do. She's masturbating to me. How many motherfuckers do that? Send me the audio. Come on, dog.
Yo.
Shit. Hey, look. What if she? Hey, last one. I'm gonna give you a freebie. What if she's like having like nightmares and she can't sleep and she's trying to relax and she having a hard time sleeping? The motherfucker that have the storm music or the wave music. And I'm like,
what
baby,
the
I'm like,
fuck?
Wait, and I'll send it to her when she's sleeping. Hey, what I want you to do is I want you to relax, and I want you to imagine me right there, rubbing that soft, pretty pussy of yours, rubbing, just relax. And wait, I'm just giving you a freebie. Do you think the average motherfucker, how do I lose knowing I can do all this shit? And how can I lose? And she knows that every guy she's met before me never done that. The guy
That's
she's
right.
talking to
right.
right now never done that. So who the
right.
fuck you think she's coming back to? I'm your pusher. I'm your pusher. Okay?
Shoot. Yeah.
So you mark all this down. I got to grab 630, but that's when you know you got it. That's when you know you got it. When you wake up, when it's cloudy outside and it's raining and it's fucking sunshine in your world, it's just beautiful. It's just not. Matter of fact, it's so fucked up. You don't even go out. You try to stay home. I swear to you, because you know if I just go to the store, please don't let anybody be around this corner. Don't let anybody. Please don't let it be around this corner. Just let me go get my cereal.
God damn it. Well, I need to get on that level, yo.
Right, God, you know what you're going to be saying first thing? God damn it. Fuck. Because by the time you say that, you're already talking to her. You try to stay away from them. You do everything you can not to interact because you're on point, because you rehearse yourself so much. You're just on it. You just do it. You just boom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yo, I definitely need to hit you up because I want to know more about rehearsing and placing your bid and shit like that, like
right,
the mind well, thing. So, all
right, get at me. We'll talk more about that. Okay, my brother.
Yeah, man. Yo, I appreciate you, man.
Nah, I appreciate you more. Thank you for the call, 267. Hey, 630. Please don't be mad at me, man. What's up, man? Sorry for the wait, man. You got all my time now. What's up, brother?
That's all good, Steve. I ain't even tripping. Quick question. So I think you answered my question with the last dude, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So, you know, besides sex, you know, and all of that, you know, which most guys are looking for, how can I get things like, you know, like gifts and stuff like that from women, you know?
No, stop.
I don't want to focus on
that. Okay. You won't get gifts. Okay. When all you – listen, I say this to a lot of the young men. I never want to knock a person for wanting to have sex. That's okay. That's what you're supposed to feel. I think that. But once you start fucking and you have a bunch of women, you're going to be thinking of other shit. But you can't get gifts if you want sex, because what the woman's going to start thinking is she's the gift. So if I'm the gift, I don't have to get you shit. I just get, hey, look, I'm the gift, I'll give you a hug. I'm the gift, I'll give you a pussy crumb. I'll give you a hug crumb. I'll let you eat it out crumb. You see what I'm saying? She thinks she's the gift. She thinks she's the gift. But she's not the gift. She's not. I'm the gift. Because I'm not trying to, I'm not, listen, I swear to you, I know it sounds crazy, and you'll understand what I promise you, when I tell you I'm not trying to fuck, I'm not trying to fuck. I am not trying to fuck. But I want to show her why she should fuck me, because I know what I bring to the table, right? So my whole thing is this. What are you bringing to my life other than your ass and titties? And that's where I force her to be more than a body. I force most guys accept the ass and titties. So when they accept the ass and titties, guess who's the gift? She's the gift. So she ain't buying you shit. You're never, if you get a Christmas gift, it'll be what? A ring pop or some bullshit. I don't know what the fuck they did. Bullshit. Maybe a tie or something like that. I don't know. But.
Yeah, I'm looking at, like PS5 or something. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying if you want her to do for you, there's gotta be a return on the investment. Remember I told you about the purses, shoes, and dresses? How women wear these things and the makeup to hide or cover up the insecurity, right?
Right.
Well, when you become the thing that takes away her insecurities, she ain't letting your motherfucking ass go. You get on Facebook and you be like, damn, I like those motherfucking new Jordans and shit. Bet you'll get 3 pair. Damn, you know what,
hey,
man?
That's deep.
No, it's not even that deep. Dude, let me get even deeper. You guys, see, most guys don't think that women will change their whole apartment to, dude, I tell my clients this all the time, and they love when I do this to them. I tell you, this is what I want you to do, because you know she's already in love with you. Go over her house. And the first thing she's going to start saying is, why don't you ever stay over here? Why don't you ever spend time over here? And as soon as she says that, you already got her. Because you know what? Hey, baby, come here. Let me you take her hand and walk her and sit down. Baby, you know I play video games, right, baby? Yeah. Baby, how the fuck am I going to play video games on a 32-inch TV? Where's the surround sound? Girl, come over. Let's go to the refrigerator. I don't see my favorite beer. Let me go in the freezer. Where are my fucking DiGiorno pizzas at? Where are my motherfucking ice cream at? Damn, you don't even have my Belgian waffle mix, my funnel cake mix. What the fuck am I supposed to do over here? Look, let's go in the cupboard. Where's my Fruity Pebbles, my Cocoa Krispies, my Captain Crunch, my Spurberry, whatever the fuck, where's all that? What incentive is it for me to come over here and spend time with you? And you know what they're going to do? This is where women are smart. Hey, what's wrong? Well, my TV broke, and I saw a 9J TV. Baby, no, baby, it's 8K, girl. It's 8K, baby. Really? Well, what is that? Oh, that's just a high-end TV. Well, I don't know. I just thought it was so beautiful how it looked. And, well, baby girl, hey, I'll buy it. They can get these guys to buy them whatever the fuck they want because they have game. They can do that. These women are smart enough to get. They can furnish your crib and not spend a dime. And sometimes y'all don't understand. You can have the surround sound, your flat screen TV. You can have your beer in the refrigerator. You can have your ice creams that you want, your cereals. You can have the crib set up to your specifications. And you know what the best thing about it is when you go on the field trip? Where do you think the field trip is?
In my place?
No. The grocery store.
Mm.
That's a field trip. Yeah. We got, hey, we're going on a field trip today, baby. Oh, my God, where are we going to? Are we going to Jared? Oh, my God, are we going to get that nice purse? Oh, my God, are we getting those shoes that I've always wanted? Ah, no, I got another place that you really need to go if you want to keep me around. Let's go. Wait, why are we going to the grocery store? Baby, grab that basket over there. Let's go. Because I'm going to show you not only what I want you to have in your place that I like, but I got to teach you how to cook my meals for me, because you don't know how to cook. You don't know how to cook. You don't know. You don't know how to make me breakfast. You burn shit. So you know what? I have no problem sitting with you. Hey, baby, crack the eggs. Put a little bit of milk in there. Put a little bit of pepper in that motherfucker. Scramble that shit up a little bit. Put a little bit of butter in there. Pop that motherfucker. Man, no way. Let's scratch that, baby. All right, baby. Take the eggs. Add a little bit of milk. Put some cinnamon in that motherfucker, right? And then what I want you to do is grab an orange, roll that motherfucker on the table, cut it, and squeeze the citrus out of that. Then what I want you to do is get a nice good cut of bread, dip that motherfucker on both sides, put a little bit of butter in there, and let that shit simmer, baby. You about to make me some French toast, girl. You gonna be the first girl. Look at you. Look how you flip that girl. You smacking her ass. See, baby, I knew that. Look. What are you training her to do? Cook. Look. You got to be a special kind of motherfucker to get these kind of benefits. They're not going to do this for every guy. So remember, right, like I was telling the other guy, if you know what you bring to the table, you change up the whole game, because you're allowed to ask for the shit that the average man can't ask for. You're allowed to ask for things that average men can't ask for, and they'll do it. See, y'all guys think women won't do shit, because they go around popping it. I would never do that for a man, and I would never do it. Man, hey, look, on the back end, somebody's getting it for free. There's one motherfucker out there that they will cook. Hey, you know what? Hey, when you sit at your house, right? Dog, let me show you how you get in the man. Sometimes you don't need, look, just leave a few dishes in the sink. Oh, my God, let me just give me the thing. Let me clean up. Okay. Or you throw something on the ground just to see if she gonna pick that shit up. She'll do it. She'll vacuum. She'll fold clothes. She'll do all that shit because she knows the value she's getting out of you is at such a high level that all she can do to give back to you is not the pussy, but showing you she will work for your time. It's not the pussy that's the value. I'm the value. And see, when you're the value, you can ask for whatever you want. It's not even fair. It's not even fair. I keep telling you guys, it's going to start for a lot of guys. A lot of guys that learn the game and they start to get into it the first time, they're about to hit a buzzsaw called Thanksgiving that they are not going to be able to handle. You're going to have all these women. I want to come spend Thanksgiving with you. I want you to come spend it with my family. I want to go on vacation. I just want to. And you have got to choose who you're going to spend Thanksgiving with. You got to choose who you spend Christmas Eve with, Christmas Day with, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Valentine's Eve, Valentine's Day, the day after Valentine's. You have got to really figure out, because all these women, they got your gifts. Guys, I hate to say it, you're going to get flowers and chocolates and shit. I'm sorry, women don't know how to shop for you, really. But you'll get little grams and cookie grams and shit like that. You know, guys, she's not guy shit, but
got to teach them how to shop for you, huh?
Yeah, you got to teach them how to shop for you. You got to teach them how to shop for you.
Okay.
So what I'm saying,
you know what?
What's up?
You know, everything you're saying, it's like, you know, I've never had that before, and I'm just being honest. I never had that before. And if I did, you know, have that, you know, like I did in the past, you know, with the few girls I had, it didn't last long. You know, I'll be honest with that. It didn't last long.
Okay, but you were on the phone listening to me talk to 267. When have you ever cultivated all when have you ever cultivated all the stuff that I was saying? When have you ever created those things that I was saying? See, you can't get the benefits on GP. You just can't roll up and expect her to do shit for you, because that doesn't work in the real world. They're not going to do that. They're going to be like, fuck you. I'm not doing that shit for you. But when you bring value to her emotions, this is not about the sexual penetration, guys. I keep telling you, this is not about the fucking. It's about the emotional connection that she has with you that she never had with anybody else, where she feels that not only she can be herself, but she can try things. I've never really eaten pussy before, but I was wondering, you know, do you mind if I bring my girlfriend in? Do you mind if we go to Vegas and have a girl? Or, you know what, I've always wanted to dress up where, you know, you're my school teacher. You know, I've always had that fantasy. It's endless. The possibilities are endless that you can have. But it's
the average guy's not getting that.
Well, because the average guys are average, remember? Average guys
right.
do average shit. That's why they're average.
Right.
Plus, average guys seek their validation or their definition of who they are always is going to lie in what a woman does for them sexually. You know, if she doesn't sleep with me, I'm a loser. If she sleeps with me, I'm lucky. If she calls me, I'm a great man. Yeah, I mean, I'm just guessing that bullshit, but that's not true. None of that is true. So the question, okay, all right, like just because I think you know Michael Jordan, so I don't take, but okay. We see the end result. When we watch Michael Jordan, we see an end result. But nobody sees
right.
the fucking work he does on the back end. We see the end result, but the end result is not really what he is. It's what he does on the back end. When everybody's sleeping, that motherfucker's shooting shots, I guess, like Kobe was. Everybody's doing that, right? If
right.
it's raining outside, like, oh, man, it's so wet out there. I'm going to stay inside so I don't get wet. That motherfucker's shooting shots in the rain.
No excuses.
No excuses. While everybody's in bed, you know what? I'm a sleep. I'm so tired. It's 8 hours. I'm gonna get another 2 hours. Motherfuckers like us only sleep like 4 hours a day, if we gotta force ourselves to sleep. That's how bad it is. We have to really literally force ourselves to sleep because the energy and the excitement that we have of us is so great we can't sleep. It's the hard 8 hours. I have not slept in 8 hours. It's been 46 is I was taught not to sleep. I sleep when I'm dead. So 4 hours for me is fine. And I've got to force myself to sleep. But the reason what you've heard is that's what you see on the front end. But who's willing to do what it takes on the back end? That's where the work is. When everybody's sitting on their ass, I'm working on me. And everybody's sitting around ain't doing shit, I'm working on me. And everybody's making excuses, I'm working on me. And everybody's on a YouTube wanting to complain about women, I'm working on me. I am always working on me. I don't give a fuck about no one else. Nor should you give a fuck about anybody else. Should not do it.
Exactly. I agree with that.
Yeah. So, but, you know, but in order to get that result, and to be that Michael Jordan type guy, no one knows what you do, but when you get on that goddamn court, nobody can fucking guard you. They can't guard you. Maybe when you walk again, get up and wait. They can't guard me. They can't guard. Listen, they can say no as much as they want, but I'm opportunity. I'm not option. I don't even know what an option is, man. I am an opportunity. How many guys you know can say that? Average guy can't say he's an opportunity because he even know what the fuck an opportunity is because he's so busy being an option to a woman. I just want to get it to my
house. Right, yeah.
I get my house a fuck. Hey, he's saying that with his dick in his hand. Can't even get a bitch to his house. I want to get it to my house. I want to get a woman to my house. I just want to fuck. I just want to have sex. I just want to get it to my house. You know what I mean? And if she gives him a sprinkle of ass, he ready to cuff the woman. I think that
you know, for me, I'm not trying to be controlled by that. I don't want to be controlled by that. You know what I'm saying? That's you know, I see how it happens for guys, and no, I'm not trying to put a woman on a pedestal and all that. No, you know, beyond at my age, you know, I don't get...
You see, this is what y'all understand. You can't put a woman on a pedestal and you can't put her on a throne because you are already on your pedestal and on your throne. How can she be on something you're already on? You see what I'm saying? You're
right.
You're worshiping you. I swear, it's just you're so much into you that there's nothing a woman can say, do that can. She has no power over you. She's damn near powerless. But there's attraction in that because she's not used to not getting her fucking way. She's not used to a man saying no. She's not used to feeling what I know I can make her feel. It's not even fucking fair what I know I can make her feel. It's not. It's just think about it. I keep telling guys. I used to tell guys like I was doing a pussy whip show like in the 90s and shit. I would always tell guys it's the equivalent of walking towards an ant pile, an ant hill. The ants just gotta wait to see what you're gonna do. they're like, "Where's this motherfucker? Right. Is he gonna step on the pile? Is he gonna feed us? Is he gonna grab an insect and what? We just gotta wait for to see what he's gonna do." That's the mindset you should have. It's just not fair because she automatically see. The mirage that they have is that they're special because they know how to put on makeup, eyeliner, wigs, weave, and tight clothes and push-up bras. They think they're really fucking special. But I promise you, I keep telling y'all guys, Wizard of Oz, man, they will come as a mighty powerful wizard. And y'all motherfuckers fall for that okey-doke shit all the time. Oh, my God, she's so gorgeous. Oh, my God, she's so special. Please, God, let me just have this one, and I promise I'll do right. I promise, dear Lord. Yeah, y'all say all that shit. Saying she's special, right? She's a woman, man. And I don't want to knock women because they're women, but they have nothing to do with my life. Listen, my life ends when I die, right? That's when my life ends, and I am constantly evolving. I'm moving too fast to sit around and be like, "Oh my God, she's so beautiful. Wait, I hope she likes me. I hope she calls me. Hey, gosh, why didn't she call me today? What should I say? I don't give a fuck." This is weird. When you don't give a fuck, they want you. And it's not when you pretend that you don't give a fuck, when you actually don't give a fuck. And I don't mean give a fuck like be mean, give a fuck. I'm saying that, that look, and I don't mean to be a dick, but I'm going to be a dick. You know how guys always say, "Well, I'm not racist, but," you know what I mean? When you hear that bullshit, well, I'm not trying to be a dick.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a dick, but listen, I'm a bottom line. A lot of guys can't even bottom line women. I'm a bottom line. I can meet a million women like you out my door anytime I want to. I can throw a rock out my window and hit a woman just like you. You'll never find a motherfucker like me. I am the only one of my motherfucking kind. You'll never find me. You can go out there because they will do it, man. I love how they do it, man. I love how they try to Frankenstein you, man. They will try to find somebody that is close to you. But when you're the authentic thing, that's like a woman having, I guess, what is it, a Prada bag or some, one of those expensive, like those $13,000 bags that you get on the corner of a New York store that, you know, that's not Prada, it's like Hada or some shit like that. You know what I mean? It's just some fake brand or something. I'm not a knockoff. I am the real original me. And I know what I bring to the table. And look, I understand that you want to be exclusive. You can't be. And if you can come to grips and understand that when I'm with you, that I will make you feel like you're the only one, but you're not the only one. Listen, Ric Flair said it best. You can't be number one, but you can be next. Just like that. You can never be number. Listen, You can never fill that slot. But, hey, listen, I have no problem. When you're on the roster, you get the benefits. You get me. And I know that's such an evil, it's such an egotistical thing to say, but how many women feel that way on the, when you flip that coin around? Aren't you, you're lucky to have a woman like me around. You don't have any more. You see what I'm saying? So why can't we feel that way? Why can't we feel that way about ourselves? That you're lucky to be with me. And it's not because I'm saying that. I come with a set of skills. You ever notice, like, they always tell you the rule, don't talk, don't try to fuck with the quiet one. You know, like, the quiet ones are always the ones you really got to watch out for. Because the quiet ones know some shit that maybe if you fuck with, they'll fuck you up. And that's why they're quiet. And it's not the loud. See, the ones that are loud, and when I say loud, loud as in flashy clothes, loud as in nice, expensive cars, trying to show off the car, show off the clothes. Those are not the threats. It's the motherfuckers that walk around just some regular old jeans and shit, just something decent, just walking around. He ain't showing you his money, cause then you ain't getting you ain't getting none of what I got. Hey, what the fuck? What? But it all begins, young man, and ends with the fact you've got us trying to be the woman's friend. That's right. The most important thing. I'm not your friend. I don't want to be your friend. I don't even want you to fucking like me. I'm serious. I don't even want, I don't, mm-mm. No, mm-mm. I don't want you to like me at all, man. And I know a lot of guys are saying, but wait, Steve, if she doesn't like you, how are you going to sleep with her? Because I want her to be addicted to me. I don't want her love. That's beneath me. I want to be an addiction. And do you see how I position myself to become an addiction? And now you should understand why I'm never trying to fuck. I don't need to do or try to push something I know I'm going to get automatically without even having to ask for it. You don't have to ask for it. People think women are like, well, I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. I'm such a good girl. Man, women are, ladies, I'm sorry, I got to tell them the truth, ladies. All you ladies out there, I know y'all don't want them to hear that. Women not only love sex more than men, but they have the most filthy fucking mouths that you've ever. If you think we talk, man, hey, guys, tomorrow, when you go to work, walk over to that group of women. And by the time you get over there, they'll be talking about a soap opera or some shit. But when you leave, they'll be talking about dicks and balls. And we talk about cum, how it smacked her in the face. Women talk really, they just, man, they talk so bad. But you need to be that person they're talking about. You see what I'm saying, my brother?
Yeah.
So the question is not how I get those things from a woman. That's not the question. It is how do I build me up to position myself to show the woman that if she doesn't give me shit, she ain't going to have me. You see, there's a difference. You see the difference?
Yeah, say that one more time.
Okay. How do I build myself up to position myself to show the woman that if she doesn't do the things that I need her to do, that she's going to lose me. But I'm not going to ask her to buy me shit, and I'm not going to tell her she's got to buy me shit to have leave me. What's going to happen is she's going to wonder why I'm not talking to her as much, why I'm not giving her much of my time. Why am I not coming over like I used to come over? And I then, okay, if you really want to know, I'll tell you, because I just feel like it's starting to get boring to me. I told you I get bored. I mean, as much as I want to come over there and rub that ass and everything, man, I can't watch the football game on 32-inch motherfucking TV. Hell, I can't even play my video games on this motherfucker. I'm being serious. Why come over? Well, what, your pussy? Come on, girl. Why come over? But, okay. This is very important. And I want you guys to, and I always talk about, because this is what I learned back in 83. I learned this back in 83, and this is before the internet, and it holds true today. And I always go back. Have you ever seen the movie Purple Rain?
Mm-hmm. All right, know what you're going to say.
All right. What did Prince do at the mall? All that motherfucker did was looked at the window after he was window shopping, and he saw the guitar. Mm-hmm. Listen, did he ask for the guitar? No.
Nope,
did he say you have to give the guitar? No. He just looked at it and walked the fuck off, right?
Yeah.
What did Apollonia do when she got her mother, her first, she didn't even pay her rent. What did she say? She said, I think she told Jerome or Morris, I need to go to the mall. I'm going to buy me a guitar. And bought the guitar and brought it to his throne. He didn't even ask for the shit. She bought it because she knew the value of it. If you look at it long enough, they know you want it, and you don't have to say nothing. It's just an unwritten rule. They already
That's
know.
That's like the best example right there.
They already know.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to buy it before the other woman, because the competition is not with me. It's them with the other women. They're trying to outdo the other woman for my time. I know that makes me a dick.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm just a dick. I'm sorry. This is
it's
what
like
it is.
They're fighting for that number one spot.
No, next. The next.
The next spot. They want to be number one, but the next spot.
Right. They get the next spot. Right. That's the thing. They get the next spot. But, but the benefits of the next spot will always outweigh the average guy. That's the beauty about this. If you're not happy, go. Hey, look, if you want to stop drinking alcoholic, just put the glass down. If you want to stop smoking that crack, put the pipe down. Hey, and just walk away from it, right? Right? Just walk away from it. Because, we know you're never going to come back to it, right? When you're gone, right? When you put that glass down or that pipe down, you're done. You've got your high. And you know what? I'm never going to the needle or the drug, the meth or anything. Come on, dog. We all know the comeback, man. And I don't even push the comeback. I don't force the comeback. The average guy is always going to make her come back because average motherfuckers do average shit. So if she's been eating a ribeye, a bone-in $80 ribeye that cuts like a knife, right? That cuts like a knife, right? Mm-hmm. When she goes and eats a bowl, eats some bologna, spam, or some steakums, what's she gonna be thinking about?
She's gonna be thinking about that.
Yeah. And you guys can be the steak. But you can't be a steak when you think that the woman validates you, or you think that I've got to get her to like me. I've got to be what she wants me to be, because if I don't, she's not going to like me. You've already lost, and nobody wants to tell you that. We don't seek validation. We don't. We seek it for ourselves. We validate ourselves, but you don't seek friendship or validation from a woman. Man, that's that cake shit, man. Hey, look, all you guys wanting to be their friends, man, they love you guys. They like, what a dumb motherfucker. They like, is this motherfucker really trying to be my friend? Ain't trying to get this put. Okay, you want to play? We're going to be friends, all right? And guess what? You're going to be my chauffeur, my bank, and my bitch. You're going to put up my fucking Christmas lights after Thanksgiving's over. I'm going to call you, and you'll get your ass up in that attic. You'll grab all the lights, the snowman, the globes, the fucking Rudolph and shit, and you're going to put all that shit up. And you know what your reward is? I'm going to wear some short shorts. I'm going to wear a tight shirt where my titties are popping out of my goddamn turtleneck type shit, and you're going to be fine with it. That's his reward. And you know what average people do? They accept it. They accept the crumbs of hugs and, oh, you're sweet, and a kiss on the cheek, and you're just a great guy. Man, get the fuck. Are you serious?
I mean, to be honest, I'd rather be alone than, get that, that little pity, gift or whatever you want to call it.
But I'm going to be honest with you, and I swear to you, you're going to, when you get to this lifestyle, you're going to want to be alone. You're going to be, you think you really want women, but you're going to really love your alone time. Oh man. Like the dick resting days where you turn off the, unhook the phone. Well, I'm talking cause I'm old. You know, we had to take the phone off the hook. We get a bag of frozen vegetables and we just put that shit under our nuts and we just relax, man. And we don't talk to them, man. You're not going to want to talk to them. You want to be left alone because they will come with emotions, crying, gator tears, anger, hurt, all these things, man. So you just got to accept that, but you're going to want to be alone. I know a lot of y'all guys are like, no, fuck that, Steve. I want to, but no, man, because everybody wants the ring. They want number one. They always going to want number one, but they will accept next. They will accept next.
You know what? I agree with that because you look at celebrities, all the women that want them, they're not going to be number one. They'll be next. They're never number one.
Well, okay. I always tell guys, if you look at celebrities, okay, you got guys that say, I want to be a Hollywood box office smash, right? Or they say, I want to be a Grammy. I want to be a rapper that like just the top of the line rapper. I want to be the best rapper, right? They say they want that shit, but they begin to realize what comes with that shit. They can never go. They can never have a regular life. They can never do regular shit. Because every time they're doing something regular, there's paparazzi taking photos. There's people digging in their trash. There's people following them around. Everybody's asking for an autograph. And everybody wants something from them. They never get time to themselves. They want the crown, but they don't want everything to come with it. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. You guys want the women, but you think it's just, I'm going to smash, man. It comes with a lot of shit, man. You got to learn. You got to manage, man. You got to manage that thing, man. And that's very important.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it that way, but you on point with that one, yeah.
Well, but that's what I'm telling you. See, what I'm saying is that the hardest thing to do is get rid of them. It's fucked up. It's so fucked up because I know y'all think I'm crazy, man. You want to get rid of them. Not necessarily get rid of them, but you just don't want. Man, I love you. I want to marry you. I will never leave anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody else. I just think about you, and I just want you. And what are you doing? What are you up to? I miss you. I think about you. I need you. I want you. I mean, can I have you? Are you free? Why aren't you talking to me? Are you mad at me? Are you jealous? Are you upset? What did I do wrong? That's just one woman. That's one. So it's just but the problem is that once you flip the switch, you can never turn it off. It just doesn't work. It's like a deal with the, you make that deal and you want to be that man. You flip. Hey, understand this. You flip that switch, You can never go back to what you were again. You can never go back to that. Well, I just want to be alone. I just want it like it used to be. Can never have that again. Because even when you're not trying to fuck, you're flirting with them, and it's not even weird. It's weird. You're just talking to them, and you talk to them, and they feel so relaxed around you. They start telling you about their lives. They tell you about their husbands, boyfriends. It's like you're at a. It's like they tell you about their relationships. It's like it's not even fair because I know. Look, I know all I got to do is do this, this, and this, and it's already over. You know, like. When you can see the moves, for instance, it's like playing basketball for $1 million versus a bunch of kindergartners, and you know you like, man, this shit ain't even fair. It's not even fair, man. I mean, do we really got to play these little motherfuckers? Really? Why don't you just give us the money? Let's just cut through the bullshit. Just give it. You know, it's like that. But gentlemen, I want to be honest with you. This is why women feel the way they do, because on the flip side. This is how they're running all those guys out there, man. So, see, a lot of women might think, well, Steve, this is so wrong. This is so mean, man. You're just making it one side. Man, women have been doing this shit to guys forever. Running them, just running them. We'll do everything for the pussy. I mean, come on, dog. Hey, bro. Like I always tell guys as a joke. What if I told you one day, you came to the planet as an alien, okay, or whatever. We're back in... I don't know. We're back in 458 BC or some shit or AD, right? And I come to you. I say 630, man. I got an idea. You know what we're gonna do? We're going to no. Let's move it to the 1900s or something like that. Yeah, I got an idea. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna buy a building. We're gonna put some poles in that motherfucker, and we're gonna have women. Swing on those poles, and guys are not only going to wrap around the building to come in to these women swinging on these poles, they are going to throw all kinds of money at them. We can upcharge the drinks and the food. We'll get the food free, but we upcharge them on the drink. You would think I'm a crazy motherfucker. Like, bitch, that shit ain't going to work. Who is dumb enough to watch some women on a pole? Man, get out. Wait. And you're telling me what? They're going to give him how much money? Hey, bruh, they're going to give him hundreds, fifties, tens, fives, and what? No change, dollar bills. They're going to be throwing it at the women. For what? Because they're throwing it at the women. But why? I don't know why. I'm just saying that's the idea. And if it's if you came from another planet, you would think I'm fucking crazy. Who the fuck would go to a building where women are just swinging on a pole, and then on top of that, they're throwing money at them for doing that? Who is dumb enough to do? You see what I'm saying? Women have game. That's what I'm saying. So the ladies out there, don't think that you're not getting over on men, because and I'm not saying all women, but a lot of women are getting over on men. A lot of women are getting free drinks, free meals, and a lot of stuff, and I'm just even in the game. We're just even in the playing field, because guess what? You can have all the same shit. You can have the same shit, and you just got to build it.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Okay? So do you have any other questions before I grab a few more questions and wrap it up? Do you have any other questions or anything?
Just one more. You know, where do I start with building a foundation, you know, like at the very bottom, so I work my way up?
Well, the foundation has got to start with how you build your world. See, your world has got to have certain things in place. You got to build your government, right? And that is this. Mm-hmm. Whenever I market something to myself and I pass it, because I got to pass it, right, before it hits the floor of the government, that if it passes, if I make it a law, I can never go back. I can never change it. It's going to be an unwritten. That means whatever I say that I'm going to do, I'm going to fucking do it, and I can never, ever go against it. See, a lot of guys can't do that. That's why a lot of guys fail, because a lot of guys will say, well, I'll create a law. Well, you know what? I see a pretty woman. I'm going to talk to her. That's my law. Stab it. Yeah, I got my own law. Then he go outside his door and see a pretty woman like, well, she so well, she got, boy, she'll never talk to me. Nah, it don't work that way. Yeah, I'm serious. It don't work that way. I'm saying that you have got to learn you to a point that when you create something for yourself, you got to really literally sell it to yourself. You can't just say, you never from this point, that's why I always tell people, never say you want to get confidence. Never say you're trying to defeat fear. Don't ever say I want a girlfriend. Don't ever say I want pussy. Don't ever say I want women. Don't even fucking say I want to change, because you ain't going to do that shit. As soon as you say that shit right there, you've already failed. You've already failed.
Man, you're right, Steve. I've said that so many times in the past, and nothing's happened.
Right, no, and there's no knock on it. There's no knock on it, young man. I'm just saying that you can't say it. It doesn't – see, people are always saying, how do I get women? You lost. How do I get her this way? You lost. How do I get over fear? You lost. How do I defeat this, and how do I – no, man, you can't – you don't – listen – you what they say on the streets. Don't talk about it what? Don't talk about it what?
You say don't talk about it.
Come on. You should know this shit.
You say
come
don't
on.
Talk about it, game, being about it?
There you go. Yes. How many people do you know be about it? They can't be, because all they're doing is talking about it. All they're doing is talking.
Right,
you know what? I'm going to get women today. Today's the day that I'm sick of it. I'm going to get a woman today. And they don't even do shit. They talking about it. They're online watching YouTube after YouTube after YouTube. And all they're doing is taking notes. They ain't doing shit with it. Talking about it. So what people don't understand is that, see, and the worst thing they do, oh, my God. You know the worst thing that they do? I'll let you do a show on this one. You know the worst thing they do that's worse than talk about it? Is they watch fucking motivational videos. They watch motivational videos thinking that shit is going to make – okay. You've been to church before, right? You've been to church before, right?
I have.
Okay. So isn't it odd when you go to church, when the preacher's talking to you or the preacher's giving a sermon, you feel like he's talking to you. He's like, God damn, he might sound like he's talking to me and shit. You know, or you go to a Baptist church, you know, where they got the music playing and shit. Everyone's in the crowd. They jumping and dancing and all that. Y'all feeling good. You got that. You feel this spirit inside you, all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it odd, as soon as you walk out that goddamn door, you go right back to the who the fuck you are? That's what
motivation. I already know. Yeah.
That's what people don't. People are addicted to motivation. That they don't realize motivation only motivates them to keep being the same motherfuckers that they are. No, you should never listen. I don't want people to see this as motivation, because if you are, you've lost. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want people to understand the motivation doesn't come on clicking a button that says motivation. The motivation should come when you wake up in the motherfucking morning and you look in the goddamn mirror at that bad motherfucker across from you. That's motivation. Because every time you look at that motherfucker in the mirror and say, you a bad motherfucker, he will point right back at your ass and say, you a bad motherfucker. Why do I need a false motivation? Do you know how many people watch motivational videos and they don't even realize, okay, think about this. Think about how they fuck them over motivation. What do? Now, these are all hired actors, of course, right? And what do the hired actors do? They put some water on their face like they sweating. Or they're lifting a barbell. Are they running? Are they jump roping? Are they climbing a mountain? and make you feel, right? Feel. Remember that women shit make you feel like today is the day that I am going to change. Today is the day I'm going to have confidence. Today is the and what they don't realize they're doing. While they're saying that they're smoking the pipe. They're taking in the drug of motivation. You know, today's the day I'm gonna be motivated. All they doing is, hey, listen, who do you think is pulling their strings to watch motivation to think they're motivated? Because, all right, peep gang. I mean, it's so shitty. I shouldn't be talking to y'all about this shit, but it's so deep. Peep gang. What do you think happens to a guy that's motivated that says, you know what, today I'm going to talk to a girl? And he goes, talks to a girl because he's motivated. And that bitch shoots him down. Oh, my God. He's worse off.
He starts feeling like shit.
Right. He's worse off than he felt before he even watched the motivation. But what does he do or begin the drug and the habit of doing to make himself feel better again?
Goes back and watches another motivational video.
There you go. So then he can repeat the cycle. And guess who's pulling the strings? The mind is pulling the motherfucking strings. And people don't even know how deep what I'm saying is. They think that motivation is real. I'm motivated and all this other stuff. But can I ask you a question? You know, I've got a problem with a girl. You see what I'm saying? Well, I don't want to be the bad guy. That's why I don't even talk about shit like that to people, because I don't want to be the Ebenezer Scrooge of this shit where people are like, Steve, you're just a damper. I mean, why would you tell us motivation isn't motivational? Because, motherfucker, it ain't. Because that's the trick.
Yeah.
The trick is to make you feel like a woman. Feel like you're doing it gives you this adrenaline something. It's something it does, some kind of a chemical or something that it releases in you to make you actually think that, God damn it, I can fly because somebody motivated me to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what is the regular guy do on YouTube? What is their motivation? The motivation is not the motivation with them. The motivation is the new catchword, right? Think about that. Now, did you ever watch wrestling? You ever watch wrestling? You ever watch wrestling?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, you remember the Attitude Era?
Yeah, it was like, what, 97 to like 03 or something like that?
Yeah. Why was it called the Attitude Era? See, people don't. And I'm a peep your game real quick. Let me peep game. Vincent Senior. See, wrestling used to be territories, right? Vincent Senior brought all the territories together and created the WWF, right?
Uh-huh.
In the 70s, they were running shit. Now there was no Attitude Era in the 80s. It happened in the 90s because the marketing team figured out something about the crowd. If the crowd is connected to the wrestler, then not only will the crowd regurgitate whatever the wrestler says, they will buy the shirts that say the same thing. Ooh. Think about what I'm saying. They'll buy the shirts of what they're saying, they'll pair all the gear, all the stuff, right? So what did they start teaching every wrestler to do that was in the Attitude Era? Let's take The Rock. What did The Rock? The Rock can grab the mic and say, just begin the sentence. If you smell, and what is the crowd always doing? Smell.
What the Rock is saying the same thing.
Yeah, cooking while they have it on his T-shirt and the Brahma Bull on the T-shirt. Or Steve Austin when he sits there and says, because Stone Cold, and he waits for the crowd, Stone Cold said so. What happened was they figured out if people are connected to the wrestler, they will believe in the wrestler. But what happened? Okay, but I'm gonna show you. Yeah, the two beers. Right, we smashed the beer. He drank some. Or Triple H, what does he do? Spits his water. Everybody sits and waits. Okay. Triple H gets on the. He gets on the rope. He looks to the left. He looks to the right. He puts his head down. He closes his arm and he cocks diesel. And he spits water in the air and people what? Go fucking crazy, right? Because they feel they're connected to, or wait a second, even like with Goldberg. Remember Goldberg used to come out where we say, Goldberg, or Daniel Bryan. What was Daniel Bryan? You remember? Yes, yes, yes. And everybody would put their fingers up in the air. Yes. And they would have styrofoam fingers that said yes. And they would have T-shirts that said yes. Because they figured out that if the gullible motherfucker connects to the wrestler, they feel like they're friends with the wrestler, right? Okay?
Right.
So now let's get to what's going on to a lot of you motherfuckers that's happening out there now. The drug is not the person, it's the phrase. I mean, remember way back when it was all about going your own way. That disappeared. And then when that disappeared, they needed a new drug. Be on your purpose. And then after that drug, it was SYSBM and go out of the country. And then after that part, it became what? I don't know. A closed status in cars. And then after that drug went away, it became NOFAP, right? And then after that drug went away, it became high value man. You see? And everybody is in line right now in their mind waiting for the next motherfucker to come up with the – oh, excuse me, in between that the red pill shit. But what I'm saying is that they're waiting in line for the next motherfucker to come up with the next gimmick because that's the high. That's the motivation to do nothing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what they don't understand, like the motivation, what they're doing is, oh, I forgot. And the guy that used statistics, remember, you know, if it happened to a guy on Jupiter, it's going to happen to you type shit, whatever, right? So they use those.
Yeah.
So everybody has their own thing that's happening right now that people have believed that that's the connection of Rady. A collective mind outside of them. They want to be connected to other men. You see, I'm not saying in a gay way. I'm just saying, you see what I'm saying? The connection is with the group of other men regurgitating the same thing, just like the wrestler. But the problem is after that guy who's in that church regurgitating that and he's no longer around those people, he's by himself and he gets around a woman, he doesn't know what to do. Because he needs the answer of the collectives to tell him what to do because he doesn't know how to even talk to a woman because all he's doing is learning how to hate women. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's the motivation that a lot of people are, that's their motivation. Their motivation is to cover up their failures with blame and hate. See, I can't get a woman, but you know what? It's not my fault. Their female nature is the reason why I can't get a woman. I can't get a woman because all these women are just fucking with the Tyrones. I guess they're Tyrones and whatever the guy's other nut guy's name is, Darren or whatever. I forgot. That's why I can't get a good woman. Look at her. Look at all the guys she has on her OnlyFans. Slut. See that?
You know what, Steve? And I'll be honest. Well, watching your videos sometimes, you know, I see it's like I don't, you know, I was at that point where I would blame women, but I no longer do that. You know, if anything, I would blame myself. Like if I look at anything in the past, I'm like, well, I'm at fault for doing this. You know, if I had been this way or if I'd have known, you know, it would have probably been a different story. So, like, I know it's like, if anything, I'm the one to blame if something doesn't go out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but they can't – but one can't – okay, remember, one cannot connect that when he's thanking 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. You can't think as yourself when you're trying to mimic and regurgitate somebody else's one.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
But, okay, that's just coming from the right. What do you think is coming from the left? Your mind. You don't think that your mind ain't pushing you towards watching that motivation video? Because he knows you ain't going to change. You think he's not pushing you towards a new word? Because he knows you ain't going to change. He's saying, "Go ahead, wow, you know what? Hey, man, don't jerk off, man. Wow, that is awesome. Wow, look at that. Hey, look, there's some guy that has 1 million clicks that talks about no. Let's look at that. Wow. Hey, Rady, you can get more women if you don't jerk off. What? But they believe it. Because somebody who has a high count told them that. And they never checked the source. But, hey, you're not supposed to check the source because you're supposed to believe the snake oil salesman that tells you in this jar, you take a sip of this and it's going to take away all your confidence. You take this magical pill and you'll get women today. But... what these guys don't understand is what goes around. See, guys are like, well, you don't understand, Steve. Women are different. Women are changed. No, man. Even though things have changed, they still remain the same. The will always be the will. There's nothing greater than the will. It's the same fucking thing. It will roll the same way, even in back in the old days. It still works the same today, right? So the problem is that a lot of these new guys today – they don't remember squeeze pages. They have no idea. They don't understand. They're getting a squeeze page, but they don't even know what one is. You know what a squeeze page is, caller?
No.
Okay, a squeeze page, which came out in the 90s. It was like the late 90s, and it kind of faded out in the early 2000s a little bit. But what it was is just it started off, hey, I used to be just like you. Couldn't get girls. I had no confidence. I had fear and all this other stuff. But then I took this magical pill, and look at me now. I get women.
Yeah.
You can get that for $130. But wait, no. You know what? Because you're here right now, and I really like you right now. If you get it right now, you can get it for $99. But wait, there's more. And you keep going. The squeeze page lasted like forever because they would keep enticing you. They showed a guy looking like a nerd, and then he hires some models, and now he's got his arm around a model. I got a kid. And then at the bottom of the squeeze page are the fake testimonials. Hey, my name is Ron. I'm a Pisces, and I'm from North Dakota. And yeah, I read his book, and I got my first kiss. I mean. And the motherfuckers be falling for that shit, man. Because
I know exactly what you're talking about, Steve. Yeah, right. The squeeze page. I didn't know the technical term, but yeah.
Yeah. So, but what else does the mind do? The mind tries to protect itself by saying, "Don't listen to that short black motherfucker. What does he know about the game? He's been out the game for so long. He doesn't understand you. He doesn't understand what we're going through. Man, fuck this guy. We don't want to listen to this guy. He can't help us. But, hey, guess what? There's this new thing called Pumpernickel. We got to check that out. Boy, look, it's floating around in the manosphere, man. We got to check that out, man. That's going to help us. That's going to help us be better men." You see how the mind works?
Yeah.
The mind is always fucking you over, man. And it just sets you up for a downfall. Because when you get with a woman, she's going to start running your ass because you're not in control of you. You see what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah, yeah.
So just wanted to hit you on that. But, yeah, so I got to go full circle and wrap up what I was talking about. But do you have anything else, man?
No, Steve, man, you know, that, you know, I don't have nothing else, man. That was pretty good, man. You know, everything you were talking about. See, I'm going to definitely try to get another consultation, you know, and just get a pathway going on for myself. So I'll definitely you up.
Yeah, we ready. Let's chop that shit up. But what I want to say is now, and this is very important. See, for a lot of us, as long as we look to the woman for validation, you're never going to grow as a man. A woman cannot validate you. And unfortunately for a lot of you guys out there, this was something that happened. It was either in elementary school, junior high school, or high school where you felt like you have to be a part. See, the moment you feel like you got to be a part of something is the moment you're going to be fucked, because you're already cultivating your mind to say, I'm not good enough for myself, so I need to be a part of something. And then from that point, that's when you start to like women and all the other stuff, and you feel like in order to be a whole man, I need a woman. She's going to make me. In order to be a man in this, I need her to like me or be interested in me for me to feel good about myself. Because if she doesn't like me, it destroys me. If she rejects me, it destroys me. If she tells me she has a boyfriend, it destroys me. If she says she wants to be friends, it destroys me. If she says I'm not interested. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see how much power mm-hmm. they give into the woman? Because they look for the woman to be the key to who they are. Their definition of who they are is always going to come down to what a woman thinks about them. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. A woman is allowed to think what she wants to think, and I will never knock a woman. A woman can love you, hate you, want you, or not want to be with you at all. But what business mm-hmm. is it of yours what a woman thinks? I tell women all the time, I'm not ever trying to be mean to women. Everything you write in your profile is really not, like those dating profiles and shit, that's none of your business. It's not, mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with you, man. That's for the suckers. Because the suckers are going to abide by the code or the commandments that are given by the woman. If you want sex from me, then bypass my page. Huh?
Yep. I know exactly.
Listen. And what I'm saying is this: listen. I think women are that's why I love nude. I think women are sexy as fuck, right? Right? That's okay. I'm okay to feel that way because I think I'm even sexier. So I'm never going to put it up. I'm sorry. To everybody, I can be a fucking Ewok or whatever the fuck. I could be the ugliest thing to anybody. Everybody has their own perception of me, but is it my business? No. It's what I think about that motherfucking mirror, right? Think about me. What I think about me. But the woman will not define me. She can't define me because she's a woman. Now, listen. Sure, she's a perk at first, but she's got to prove value. My kingdom is something I have built from the ground up in my mind. I will not allow anybody in there fucking it up. You ain't fucking up what I created. So you've got to show me what. See, the one thing that's really fucked up, I always tell my guys to say to women that they hate. Okay. Vague, I'll explain that in 1 second. It is when I asked them what separates them from other women. See, the value to me in a woman is doing shit without me having to ask to do. Value in a woman is not feeling like I got to take them out to dinner to prove who the fuck I am, because it doesn't matter if we're eating a fucking bowl of ice cream or we're just fucking feeding the ducks. It doesn't matter because she's with me. You know what I mean? Value to me is what are you bringing to my universe that the other women are not bringing? Because if you listen, I always say this. Remember, hey, where I got it right here. Listen, what did I say? Look, don't cry over her. Replace her, right? I don't cry over her. Listen, I am not going to force you to change. I'm not going to ask you to change. I'm just going to sit back and watch your moves. And if you think I have to define myself by a dinner, I'm not the guy for you. You see what I'm saying? Hey, look, I'm not the guy for you. If you think I got to take – I got to – brother, and let me tell you why I say this. Because as an ex-whore, let me tell you something. I can't tell you how fucked up it is. Let me tell you how it starts. Let me break this down to you because you've been on because you waited so long. I'm gonna talk to you for a second. Let me tell you how it. Let me tell you how it starts. Starts when she's in one of those moods where she feels that, you know what, you're not paying attention to me, and you know what, I'm getting sick of the fact that, you know what, you're not really doing this and you're not doing that, and you know what, I don't need. And you know what I say? Listen. If you want to go, go. Oh, you know what? Fine. I know a million guys that want to take me out. I don't need this shit from you. Hey, baby, it's good. Hey, baby, it's good. Hey, look. Take care. You can always come back home. You take it. Fuck you. I'm gone. Right? Oh, I can show him. I'm a good woman. I got all these guys that want to fuck me. I got all these guys that want to be with me. Right? All those guys, right? No S-stars? She picks a gump. Thinks he won the lottery. You know, there's this new place called Chez Francois. I would love to go eat. Hey, girl, let's go out. When are you free? Well, I think I can do it. I mean, she's telling him everything she wants to do, right? And I can't tell you, man. Ladies that are listening, I'm not going to knock you for this. Because I don't feel that you're doing anything wrong. It's just amazing. It's just amazing how when they're out with another guy that they're in the bathroom calling you, wondering what the fuck you're doing. Or they're thinking about you. Or and let me say, I always ask, because I always got to know, because I'm real inquisitive. I got to ask. What do you do? How do you do it? Oh, easily. Some of them that have game. I'm talking about the ones that have game. The ones that have game, they'll call their girlfriends up. You know, they'll say, I need to freshen up and go to the bathroom, right? They'll get on the phone with their girlfriend. Girl, give me about 5 or 10 minutes. You call, and I'm going to have this emergency, and we're going to pack this shit up. And I'm going to go over there and take that shit. Because my whole thing is this. Listen. I know you're – listen. You're out because you're trying to make me jealous. So now you got to pay the piper, right? You're going out because you think it's going to affect me. It's not going to affect me if you're going out with another guy. But, hey, since I know you're coming back over here and you're out already, look, where are you eating at? Chez Francois? Hold on, let me pull up that menu. Hey, I heard they have a good lobster mac. Why don't you go and order a ribeye, get the lobster mac and cheese, and I need a green. So let's get out some spinach or some I'm serious. Hey, man.
Get some of that cream spinach.
Hey, brother. I feel like shit sometimes. It's just not fair when they get the doggy bag. They give the guy. Man, okay, I don't know if you remember. I did it a long time ago, but I took the video down. I was in this expensive restaurant shit, and there was this guy. Now, peep game. And I'm going to show you how expensive it is. My bill came to at least $200-$300, okay? That's just two people, okay? The guy across from me was sitting with three women. Two of them were friends, and one he was trying to get at. Guess who paid the bill? That sucker. And not only did he pay the bill, he didn't even get any pussy. They wrapped it. They doggy bagged it. They didn't eat anything. They doggy bagged it. Matter of fact, guys, let me show you. I went to another restaurant. Wait, another expense. Okay, guys, it's kind of like I always tell people, it's not like Beverly Hills, but y'all can look it up. If you look up in Houston, there's a city in Houston called River Oaks, okay? Look it up. Y'all don't believe me. Look it up. In River Oaks, we're talking million-dollar home. We're talking millionaires. It's kind of like a little mini Beverly Hills. It's called River Oaks. Look that shit up, guys, if y'all believe me. It's called River Oaks. Look up the houses in River Oaks and see how many zeros behind that. So let me show you something. So I'm eating in River Oaks and shit, right? So let me show you something. So I'm meeting this you got to see this shit. I took a photo. I took a photo of this shit because I wanted to show y'all motherfuckers. This is why y'all don't take them out to dinner. Let me pull. I don't know if you're watching the video, but let me show you what I pulled up when I was at dinner in River Oaks. I was in River Oaks eating dinner, right? And lo and behold, I saw this. Let me pull it up. All right. Now, we're in River Oaks. Now y'all see that? We in this expensive-ass restaurant. These motherfuckers on a date, and I can see that she was texting another guy. What? Man, y'all better stop that. Wait. What's the person say? What's wrong with things going my way? What are you talking about? Mar, what are you talking about? What's wrong with things going my way? I don't understand. What's wrong with things going my way? What way is that? I don't know what way that is. I don't understand that. What does that mean? I don't understand what that means. In case that Lord have mercy. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just showing y'all, hey, guys, I had to take the photo, man. Y'all saw the video when I called that guy a bitch that was taking that girl out. But I'm saying I can't really zoom, but, hey, dog, texting another guy. I wish I could have got it where I could show you the emojis. It was like a heart eye emoji and stuff. I'm saying that y'all guys have got to do that. Yeah, I took that photo. I don't even know if I still got that photo. Man, I got so many photos where I go out and the sucker is with the girl. Let me see if I got that photo. I'm going to see if I still got that photo. I don't know if I got it, Freelance. It's been so long. I don't know when I took that photo. But I was at another place at River Oaks eating and shit. And let me see. I'm trying to see if I can find that shit. I don't think I can find that shit, man. And guys, I'm telling you, man, these suckers were just taking these women out, man. You talking about the video where I was driving? I called that motherfucker a bitch. I'm trying to see if I can find it. Trying to see if I can find the video. Let me see if I can find it. Dude, there was a video I drove by and called a dude a bitch, man, because he took them motherfucking women out. They took his food in a doggy bag and rolled, man. They just took his food. That's why I tell you guys, don't take him out to dinner. Never take him out to dinner, man. Don't ever do it.
Don't even go with their friends at all. None of that.
Nah, man. Never go out with their friends. It's all a setup, man. Guys, let me show you. I'm not gonna say all women because I don't, you know, Vega. I don't want to say you or that. I'm not gonna say all women. But let me get y'all. Let me help y'all put y'all on some game that y'all don't understand. I know women that are so cold in the game. I swear to you guys. I told you what you remember. You ever see that Jennifer Lopez, the Hustle video? You remember that movie, Jennifer Lopez? She was a stripper?
I don't know.
All right, it was called The Hustle, right? And what they, guys, I'm going to show you how cold some women are. I can't say all women. I'm going to say some, okay? This is some women because this is some skills, okay? Hey, no, Vega. I'm not going to judge you because I don't know you to judge you. See, Vega, see that Vega. I can't judge you, but I'm not going to put you in this because I don't know you well enough to put you in this. But if I knew you were doing that shit, I would put you in this. But what I'm saying is this: is that some women are so cold that they will date you. Okay, all right, 630. They'll date you. Okay, she'll date you.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll milk you out of all the money she can milk you out of, right? Right? And when you finally figure out she ain't fucking and she bullshitting and you finally figure it out after a few years of fucking whatever, it's got to be over a year because most suckers do that shit, right? Wait a second. I asked a question at 11:59. What was the goddamn question? Let me see the question. All right, but let me finish what I was saying. Let me see, 59. Question 11:59. Wait, 10:59. All right, let me tell you. So what they will do, and peep this out. Oh, wait, here you go. I got you, dog. So they are cold enough to pass the guy over. Now we do this. Now we do this with our draft with women. Now I'm gonna show we do the same thing. So I'm not saying it's just women. We do the same thing. Let's see how cold women are. A woman will get with a friend and say, "All right, you know, 630. He's gonna be at the gym on Wednesday. Wait, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He does chest and arms. Tuesday and Thursday he does legs. Okay, so she has your schedule, right?" What she will do when you know, realize she ain't fucking you, she will pass the foul over to her friend. Now, her friend has got to pay, get a 10% off. She gets 10% of whatever she earned. It's game. That's why I'm saying, Vega. I ain't say you. I'm just saying, well, I can't say you, Vega. I don't know you like that. I'm saying that some women are cold enough where then all of a sudden the woman goes to the gym, starts talking to the guy, hooks up, and then gets on the payment plan of egging him out, and then pass him on to the next one and the next one. And damn, the one, yeah, and everybody's getting paid. Everybody's getting paid. But ladies, don't worry. We guys are doing the same thing. So don't think that it's just you ladies out there. We used to trade women like baseball cards and shit. So, you know, don't think it's the same thing. Hold on a second. Let me see. Mari, speaking to a girl, I asked her what separates her from other women. She says she has a good heart. I told her to answer deeper. She said, no, things aren't always going. Things aren't always going to go your way. Well, what's the question? Well, Mari, what's the question? See this? Okay. Hold on, 630. Do y'all understand what it means to govern yourself? To really govern yourself, to know what to do when somebody says some shit like this. 630, what do you think I would do if I asked her to be deeper than tell me about her heart and she tells me I'm not going to get what I want? What do you think I'm going to do?
You probably tell her to go her own way or something like that.
I'm getting up and going. I'm out. I'm done. Day over. Bye. Cause I'm not gonna waste my motherfucking time. But Mari, the fact that you're asking me a question is why she's saying what she's saying, because you ain't standing on shit. You ain't standing on shit, man. The question is that what's wrong with things going my way? Brother, oh my Jesus, God. Mari, don't do what a lot of you guys do. Don't ask man fucking questions to women if you can't fucking handle situations. See, the one thing I don't like about a lot of you guys, y'all take little crumbs of what I'm saying. You ask women shit, and then they kind of come back and give you a little bite back. And then you don't know what to do. What do you mean? It's not about things going your way. It's not about things going your way. Hold on, P-Dawg. You got something at 10:55. I'm sorry. Let me grab you. It's not about things going your way. Y'all got everything twisted. It's not things going your way. I'm trying to get some clarity and understanding because I've got a lot of women I'm fucking with, and I'm trying to figure out, do I want you to be part of that? Hold on, brother. I don't see where your question is. Can you send it again? You say 10:55. Hold on. Give me a second, though. Let me see if I can grab old boy questions. Hold on a second. Let me see. S Freelance. You say 10:55. I don't see your. Hey, where are you at, Pop? I don't see your question, man. I don't see your question. Send that. Yeah, Mari, man, listen, what I'm saying is this, man. I'm saying that you don't ask her. I'm not asking her to get my way. This is not a game I'm playing. I'm playing a game called, am I wasting my fucking time? Listen, your ass and titties might get your foot in the goddamn door, but it ain't going to get you a seat at the table. I'm telling you. Hey, 630, but I'm not the average motherfucker. The average motherfucker will. He will accept the ass and titties to get at the table because he has no goddamn standard. I'm trying to show y'all a standard. PN, yes, AA. What you asked a question. Whatever question is, I'll answer a question. I just didn't see it, man. Ask your question. I just didn't see it. I didn't see your question. Ask your question. I'll do it. But yeah, man, y'all listen. This is not about getting my way. Okay, this is not about getting my way. This is me challenging you to tell me why I have my time is very precious to me. Why am I going to waste it on somebody that wants to buck the system? Why would I do that? Tell me. Please somebody explain that to me. Why? Oh, Jesus Christ. But yeah, 5-3, I thought I'd have you on because I know you had to wait. I didn't mean to keep you on that long for that wait and shit, man. So, you know. But my question is, all right, here you go. My question is, I'm focusing on myself. I also want my friends to win and grow into manhood. Oh, man, dude, you're not. You just contradicted yourself. Read the contradiction. I'm focusing on... A6 Real, listen to the contradiction. I'm focusing on myself. I also want my friends to win. Is that a man really focusing on himself?
Nope.
No. That's the lie you think you're not doing. Man, you're not focusing on yourself, man. I only give a fuck about me, myself, and I, De La Soul. That is all I give a fuck about. It was one thing that your boy and I posted this before, but let me find that stuff. I'm gonna show y'all something. What is it called? Hold on. I want y'all to see it. I forgot what season it was. I forgot the season and the chapter of this, but I'll have this quote in the book. But hold on, let me pull it up.